Insurrection, obstruction, indictments, civilly liable for sexual abuse. The one man responsible for all that could be sitting in a prison cell on election day and still be elected commander-in-chief for these United States. That man is beholden to Putin, weakened NATO the last time around, and is currently tying himself to wealthy Saudi oil money. He enriched himself when government stated his properties. He campaigned on wanting to use government to go after his political rivals and wants to expand executive power. If Donald Trump is reelected, our nation is lost. So let's roll up our sleeves, get to work, and tell the MAGA folks no more before it's too late. And welcome to Liberal Dan Radio, talk from the left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 914-803-4131. That's 914-803-4131. Just leave your name and area code that you're calling from in the chat so that I can know who it is that's calling. The chat rooms that you should use are either the chat room over at YouTube, just go to liberaldanradio.com and check that chat out there. Go to twitch.tv/liberaldanradio as well. Both of those chats are chats that we use in the show. We do not usually use the Blog Talk Radio chat because it's just too many to try and follow. Otherwise, you can leave your comments, questions, etc., and I'll try and get to them ASAP on liberaldanradio.com or on twitch.tv/liberaldanradio. You can always subscribe and to the YouTube channel, follow the Twitch channel for free. Because we're a partner now on YouTube, you can also become a Liberal Danimal, little as $2 a month. You get some early access to videos that I put out early. You could also send super stickers and super chats to support the show as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you could subscribe for free on Twitch. Otherwise, it's the normal charge to subscribe on Twitch. You could also send bits as well to help support the show that way. You can buy me a cider, go to liberaldan.com, click the buy me a cider button, or go to buymeacoffee.com/liberaldanradio, and that will get you there as well. Venmo, liberaldan at Venmo, just send it friends and family because you're not buying anything from me. What else am I missing? Oh, there's the pinned post in both of the chats on Twitch and YouTube. As you all know, I'm doing the nerdydan.com streams as well every Tuesday for the most part, and I have another sponsorship opportunity to gain a little extra money. The game's free to play. You can hit all three goals to try and, you know, help get me to the point where I'm, you know, where I get the maximized amount of money that I can from this little sponsorship deal that they offered, which is pretty cool. However, if you do the first two, which is get your queen to level 5. Do a rally within your alliance. If you have questions, you can email me or tweet at me or whatever, just to ask. And finally, if you can't hit the third one, because the third one's a little more difficult with the remaining timing that the time that is left, you could, for as little as I think $5, buy one package, and that, and buying a $5 package to earn you the orange ant gets me $25. If you want to help me get $25 by donating $5, you could do it that way as well. You quintuple the money you might have given me. So if you ever wanted to send like a $5 super chat, it's much better to actually go download that game, hit that at least that first level, and then get the and then go buy the ant for $5, and then that gets me a $25 net. So buying that ant that way is much better than a $5 super chat. Just saying. Anyway, shouts out to everybody in the chat. I see Wes calling. We'll get to you in a second. We got Nick, Jolie, Rob, Cynthia, Nerd Misha, Don, Jeff, Steve from across the pond, the Witch and Kitch, Kimchi, Dakota Dave, PB. Who else am I missing? I don't know how much I'm missing. I'm trying to scroll back up to see if I've missed anybody. Jackie. I see Jackie. Botrix is just a bot that I use to help combine chats into one if I want to show all the chats on the screen. Don't often do that yet. And Jolie popped in on the Twitch chat as well, which is, you know, you can be two places at once here on the internet, apparently. So anyway, before we start talking about the topics of the show of the day, unfortunately, we were going to have Britt Gandolfi on again. Unfortunately, she's not feeling well. She's feeling under the weather. So lots of love sent out to Britt, friend of the show, who will hopefully be back on at some point soon to discuss her new book. If you want to check out her new book and see what it's all about, it's the first or second link on the show description as well. If you want to check out the episode description on YouTube, it's there. So anyway, let's go to our pal Wes. How's it going, Wes? What's going on, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I did have one minor snafu that I realized last night. This morning, I had a text message and email from one of my credit card companies that said that somebody had used my credit card number to try and make some purchases that I didn't approve, and they caught it rather quickly, which I was impressed. I was impressed about that they caught it that quickly and they shut down the use of the credit card. But I'm getting a new one now. But yeah. I'm fairly Case certain I know who did it.
Do that.
I'm fairly certain I know,
you know
who did it.
Did it?
Yeah, it was waiter that I went to go get wings, and it must have been the waiter at the wing place, because that's the card I paid for it. I used that card to pay for wings. I used that card to pay for some prescription medicine at Walgreens. But the only person I actually handed my credit card number to, there's two people. There's one person that got it over the phone who was related to a doctor's office thing. I needed to charge something from a doctor's office. I don't think it was them. Then it was the other guy. Mm-hmm. That person, I think, was in another state. So I don't know why they would have made a purchase on the New Orleans Rapid Transit Authority, i.e. the people that do the buses and streetcars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm fairly certain I know who did it. Now, no harm to me, no foul to me, but still, I still might have to have a conversation. I still might have to have a conversation with management over there. Be like, y'all have cameras, you know? Because I left around two on Tuesday to go and I paid around that way. And you might want to check what he did when he took my credit card, because you know, at that point, my credit card information, I think, was stolen, and I'm pretty sure it was the stupid waiter that did it. So
yeah, if he wrote it down, though, he could use it anywhere. I've had people tell me, never let your credit card out of your sight. And,
well, I mean, the only reason I went in there in the first place was because it was like buy one, get one free wings at Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, because it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they had no idea. They wanted to argue with me over the thing. I showed them the phone. It says here, buy one, get one free. And both of the employees were trying to argue with me. And then all of a sudden I get home and they freaking stole my credit card information after I tipped the guy fine, because it wasn't his problem. At first I was just like, well, his management probably didn't train him well enough to understand how to use the app. So that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I wasn't going to blame him for a failure to be trained properly.
Wasn't he right in front of you all the time?
No, he walked up with the card to go make the charge. So yeah, I'm not likely to return, at least until that situation has resolved itself. So, anywho.
Yeah. You can't imagine that people are as mean-spirited as they are sometimes.
Well,
this makes
people,
you really sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to you know, I think of just, you know, it's hard for me to imagine how easy it is for people to just steal money from other people, or at least try and steal money from other people. I guess they figure, You know, well, if he catches it, if I get the charge and I get to use it, and he catches it, then he's not going to be held responsible for it. So why not just do it and then see if I get away with it? I don't know.
Good idea, Rich. Hey, PB, I got good things today.
What you get?
I got worms.
Nice. For worms for outside?
For composting, yeah. They do an amazing job. You would not believe what the compost will look like by next fall.
Uh-huh.
You just keep turning it, and it turns into soil. You can add a little. I have really clay soil, you know, so I add a little bit of soil to a little bit of dirt to it, but it's just the rest of it is pure gold by the end of it. And we have debate, some of the people in here even, Adam and I and Nick, Rich, and some of us old guys have debates about our farming. But everybody put something a little different in their compost. But anyway, I put worms, and, you know, when it's cold, I just start going out there and trying to putz around as soon as I can. So I ordered new fencing, and the fencing came, and so I made hoops, new hoops out of the fencing, and made two new compost piles, you know, to kind of keep tossing them in from one pile to another. And then that's how they get mixed in and rot together. But then the worms are in there too, and they're just eating all this shit. And they make their own stuff. It's not called poops. It's called something else, whatever it's called. The stuff that the worms make is golden. And you put it on your yard, and it makes everything grow so nicely. Now, one thing that I do that Adam doesn't like, I use stuff. Well, anyway, I put Miracle-Gro in the stuff that I pour on the compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks I shouldn't put Miracle-Gro on it.
I have no opinion on the matter.
it makes the flowers and the stuff grow. I don't put, I can't talk about it here. But anyway, one thing I did put was dryer lint. And silk, yes. I put lint from the dryer in the compost, and I buried it under there a little bit so that I was thinking specifically of birds wouldn't get to it. And the birds digging in the compost pile for the worms pulled out the little pieces of dryer lint, and they are using it to make their nest.
Huh. Interesting.
It's kind of cool to watch.
Maybe they like the fluffiness of it.
Yeah, something. And I have this three families of those tiny birds. Some people just call them sparrows, but there's chickadees and there's wrens, and all of them, they are all fighting all the time. There's this one little birdhouse, and they're all fighting over this tiny little birdhouse all day long. It's the funniest thing to watch.
Well, everybody should put a little birdhouse in their soul. Sorry, musical reference.
Yeah. I had one fall, and I didn't put it up yet. And probably it would solve some of the problem, but I'm having fun watching the fight.
Nice. I've seen it. It's called vermicompost or castings or whatever is what worm manure is called.
Casting. That's what it's called. Who said that?
I just looked it up on Google. I Googled what's worm poop called.
Yeah, Rich knows everything better
than
me. Well,
Rich knows worm casings, but this is his castings, so I don't know.
Castings. It's
with a T.
Casings are, cases are what insects make that have a lot of little babies in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like praying mantis cases. Songbirds love caterpillars too, but I haven't seen that. I have seen butterflies, or whether they're butterflies or little moths, they're little orange and black and white butterfly-like things. They're really cool. During the eclipse, I was lying in this Chase lounge and had a towel on the lounge because I didn't want to get like bird poop on me and everything. I hadn't washed it off. And when I went into the house, and it must have been like my body heat or the warmth of the sun or something, but there were three little butterflies sitting on my chair.
Huh.
Kind of cool.
Like,
and one of your wrenches, ladies, I didn't say witches, one of them thinks that it was all like totally magical.
It might have been. You never know. Anyway, anything else before we move on from worm poop? Anything else you want to talk about before we head on to the topic of the show?
Castings. Worm castings.
Worm castings, yeah.
I'm not sure. There might be more stuff in it, like babies or something.
I don't know what's
in it. But it's supposed to be amazing. Or it is amazing for me. But, you know, and the Miracle-Gro does not kill the worms. I guess I don't put it in that... It's too diluted or something.
Maybe.
Yep,
you'd think that they wouldn't want to make them kill worms in Miracle-Gro or whatever, but I don't know. I'm not a huge green thumb. Haven't been for a while. My wife's always surprised when she's able to make something grow really well.
Right. It's not that much different than poop. Some people put poop in their compost. You know. Oh, by the way, if anybody knows anybody in the Rockford area that fixes wooden fences, I have a 7-foot fence that's falling down and a huge dog next door that loves to jump against it while he barks all day.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've got to get the
Well, if the neighbor's dog continues to break the fence, maybe it's the neighbor's fault that it's doing it. Maybe we should get the neighbor to help pay. Typically, what's often done is that neighbors will share costs and fence. Typically, but
no, the other neighbors had a big dog too and did the same thing. But I have these metal braces on it so that it won't fall down entirely. It'll just lean more and more, so he could just kind of crawl across it. But I'm not too worried. I'm not that slow that I can't get in the house before he catches me.
Nice. All right, man. Well, you have a good rest of your day. We're going to get to the topics of the show, but always good to hear from you. Always good to get to the initial show chat
topic
with you.
Yeah. I start falling asleep around Baton Rouge politics, but I'll listen about Governor Landry.
Well, Baton Rouge politics. Well, the thing about Louisiana politics is not just the fact that it's simple Louisiana. This is just a magnifying glass on what will happen to this country if we allow this country to go full Republican. Because there's nothing stopping the Republicans in Louisiana from doing anything they want to do. The Democrats in the legislature have no shot. There's no way,
buddy.
Buddy. Yes, what's up?
Can I tell you the same thing? And I know, you know, all the corruption and the criminals and everything in New Orleans and Cajuns and everything. We see the movies and everything, but you see the movies about Chicago.
Okay, but still, this is movies are one thing, and movies might, you know, get borrowed from real life.
You know about Madigan?
This is
Mike Madigan?
I'm not aware of Mike Madigan.
You know about Ed Burke?
Let's see. Former Speaker of the House of Illinois House of Representatives. Longest serving leader of any state or federal legislative body in history, having the House serve the position for all but 2 years from 83 to 2021. Yada, yada, yada.
Exactly. Power broker.
Sure.
He thought he could do everything wrong and get away with it. And Ed Burke is the same way.
But that's that is an issue of individual corruption and power corrupting an individual.
No,
this is unfettered Republican.
When the Democrats take over, it's an example of exactly that. One party rule is bad. We need two parties, at least two parties.
We may need two parties, but that one party needs not be Republican.
Some people say, including a lot of my family, that the one party doesn't need to be Democrat either.
Well, that could be a topic for the other day, but we're exposing the Republicans here. I'm sure there are other places. When the Democrats do wrong, I've talked about the Democrats doing wrong on my show. Trust me. I've talked about that. I've talked about, you know, them backing Edwin Edwards and former Edwin Edwards supporters, and I left the Democratic Party for years after they endorsed unrepentant convicted felon Edwin Edwards. So I'm all for criticizing Democrats, but we're not doing whataboutisms on the show either.
Who you're talking about, and I know what you're talking about. But the thing of it is, I'm sorry, I didn't even want to get into a big political debate because, Chicago should be the shining example of what Democrats could do for the rural areas and the cities, but both of them are getting shafted in favor of our wonderful, you know, if shining example of our suburbs and our Gold Coast shore and our, you know, all this stuff that is so much that they want to show off, but we have so many troubles in Illinois. The rural areas, East St. Louis is one of the poorest cities in the whole country.
A lot of times, I don't know. We're not doing whataboutisms. We can talk about Chicago politics if there's relevant stuff. But what I'm saying is that
single party, limited vision. They don't see it. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. You have representatives and state senators that come, but they are so outnumbered by Chicago, like, you know, 4-1. Chicago wins everything. They put in all the leaders, and the leaders become corrupt because there's nobody there to stop them.
We know Blagojevich got caught and got sent away, right? So
there is another guy on the Republican. Well, you've heard about George Ryan, I bet. Maybe not. But
Jerry Ryan, the actress's former husband.
No, George.
That was Paul Ryan. I'm sorry.
Paul Ryan. He was an amazing Secretary of State, or so we thought. But he sold, or somebody in his office sold bad truck licenses to some guy that had a wreck or something. I don't remember the whole thing. Anyway, the union was pro Ryan.
No, it's not Paul. Ryan was the other guy. Hold on. Jerry Ryan X.
I think it was George.
Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan was the guy's name, who was the Republican who was going to be in a race against Barack Obama, but screwed up.
He
was a Republican.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That wasn't him.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. Anyway, and then we had Rod Blagojevich, of course. And then we had this guy. He was the minority leader, Republican. And so he had quite a bit of power, too. I think his name was Durkin. and he was notoriously corrupt, but he has gotten away with it. It's like everybody knows about it, but nobody does anything about it.
Okay, that's how Edmund Edwards was here for a while, and there was even that point of the election way back when we made national, when Louisiana made national news, when we had to vote for the crook because it was important because the crook was winning against the Klansmen. So at that point, you had to vote for the crook, otherwise, yeah. So, but again, it doesn't stop the fact that Louisiana now, and I'm going to circle back to my original point, which is the point I made at the end of the when we covered the Louisiana election results back in November, that we have a situation now in Louisiana that's going to show everybody exactly the real harm that's going to come by Republicans. Because, yes, there's corruption in both parties, and we could do what about us in both sides or whatever. But when it comes to the attack on fundamental individual liberties, and when it comes to setting up tyrannical-type governments, there's no competition. It's the Republicans who are the biggest danger facing this country, and we need to all focus on what's going on in Louisiana to be able to see exactly what they're trying to do, because Louisiana saying all the quiet stuff out loud.
I think it's the same thing that is happening in Illinois, except
it's a different party in charge. It's not.
I think it is.
There's corruption, which is what needs to be weeded out, but then there's just trying to eliminate every single liberty you have possible, every single ability to get rid of open government and being able to create a fascist state. And that's the step up. That's the step up that these Louisiana Republicans are doing, that are putting, like, anything bad that Democrats do, for the most part, Republicans improve on it and then go from there. So this is not to justify the bad behavior of Democrats. It's just to show how much more dangerous the Republicans are. But I'm gonna
the roads in central and southern Illinois are nothing like the roads in Chicago area and northern Illinois.
Okay. And if there was nothing, if roads was the concern, that's nothing compared to what is happening in Louisiana, what will be happening
I'm
in Louisiana right now.
Chat room.
So I know, but I'm just saying. Anyway, thank you, Wes, for calling in. Appreciate it. We're gonna go on
love
and talk
you,
about
buddy.
All these
you
bills
a
in a second.
There. You put me
thank
to
you,
sleep
man.
Every time.
Well, you know,
I love you.
I could make it happen faster by switching back to NPR mode. Be like, welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio.
Gonna brush my teeth and hop in bed. Okay.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Have a good one. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Anyway, that was Wes. Before we talk about the topics of Louisiana politics, somebody had brought up something about him seeing blackbirds or people seeing blackbirds, and that reminded me of how when we talked about Beyonce and her country album, Cowboy Carter, and you have her, she covers several songs in that. And she not only does she cover Jolene, and Dolly Parton loved her cover of Jolene, she also covered Blackbird. And Paul McCartney is like, this is a great version of Blackbird. I love it. And the funny thing is like people were laugh reacting, like some local news channel article about how Paul McCartney loved Beyonce's rendition of Blackbird, and talking about like, you know, how it was written during the civil rights struggle, and it was literally written for Coretta Scott King. And you had all these conservatives laugh reacting because they have no idea that that's a true story, that well before Beyonce ever thought about making this album, that you know, back then Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird for Coretta Scott King, and talking about how she's, you know, using, you know, how this moment is her time to shine or what have you. So So yeah. So then I think there was another cover that she did as well that somebody else was like, I love this version of my song as well. So you have all these stars who are all happy and all praising her versions, and yet still the racists want to come out and that. Have you all seen the video of Willie Nelson singing about gay cowboys? See, I was going to bring up what I was talking about on that on the Beyonce show as well, and I see Khalil. We'll get to Khalil in a second before we talk about the topics. there is a Willie Nelson song about gay cowboys. And unfortunately, when I was trying to find examples of like raunchy or dirty cowboy music, where to say that, to counter this one letter to the editor, where the letter to the editor in Texas was basically saying that I don't want this type of material in my country music. I'm like, dude, where you've been? Dave Allen Coe, all these other country songs that are written about how they're going to be, you know, having sex with women and trying to hook up with women and score women and drink beer and do this, all this other stuff. The honky tonk, badonka donk, all these other country songs that have existed well before Cowboy Carter's album came out. And y'all are going to be complaining about Cowboy Carter stuff. But I did not want to, I did see that in several of the articles that were brought up, they did bring up the Willie Nelson song. And while I haven't heard it, to judge it by the lyrics, I don't know how many like double entendres there are, or as compared to some of the other songs, which if they weren't straight up beat you over the head with the filth, not that I have a problem with filth, but still, it's the point being made that, you know, lots of country music has included a lot of stuff that is not for children consumption, let's say. I don't know what the lyrics are to the song, but they were also using this song by Willie Nelson about cowboys liking other cowboys as an example of how country music has had adult, more adult type of topics. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure that fits with all this other stuff. But to some people, you know, topics of homosexual men just is dirty in and of themselves. So maybe that's why they wrote those articles. But I'm not going to lump in a topic of gay cowboys liking each other in with David Allen Coe's horrible music. So it is what it is. Wait, sorry, that's Donald's line. I don't mean to trample all over you, Donald.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. Let's go to Khalil real quick before we talk about the topic of the show, because I did see him die. What's going on, Khalil? How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, except for that credit card issue I talked about earlier. But what's going on? What you got to talk about today?
Nothing much. I am I'm hoping that I get to go to Richmond soon, like either this month or next month. But also, you know Exxon, right?
No, what? Which store?
Exxon, the gas station.
I think I'm familiar with it, yeah.
I found out, I know, like, I don't know what they have, but basically, I used to work at a place like that. It was at UVA, and you had to have non-slip shoes, and I believe they're made out of rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, I'm guessing that's how non-slip shoes are made out of rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And, I saw one of the employees there that didn't have on non-slip shoes, and I only saw her, like, twice. It's just weird. But she was very nice to me, and so was a lot of other people very nice to me.
Well, that's
but
good.
But just certain things I noticed that are off.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. And, I found out also that Exxon, they had one of the employees that went to jail. The owners, the founder, or something like that, went to jail.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he went to jail for something. But it's just weird, all this stuff that's with Exxon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Someone posted a chat in the Twitch chat about something I guess I'll have to talk about too at some point. Hilarious. We'll get there in a second. All right, anything else you want to chat about before we get to the topics of the show?
Also, I was wondering, I'm just curious, which has the highest construction, D.C. or New York?
With the highest what?
Construction, like road or building.
Like what, the tallest building in New York, you mean?
I mean, which has more construction, D.C. or New York, as far as, like, roads?
I'm probably New York, just because New York is just so much bigger. I'd say New York City square miles is 302. Washington, D.C. square miles. Washington, D.C. is 68. So New York's about 4 to 5 times the size of Washington, D.C. if you count all 5 boroughs. So one would think that that just from that in and of itself, you'd probably have more road construction going on in New York City than D.C., but I could be wrong. Never know.
Well, I'm done. I would like to listen to more to the show.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll flip you over to mute and to on hold, and you can hear there. Thank you so much, Khalil, again, for calling in. Appreciate you as well. If anybody else wants to call in, again, it's 914-803-4131. 914-803-4131. Thank you very much for the follow over on Twitch. Roger and out, who did share with us an article, or title of an article or topic. United Airlines flight forced to divert after dog poops in first class aisle. This crew spent more than 2 hours attempting to clean the fecal fiasco, according to one passenger. An airline flight was diverted on April 5th after a passenger's dog pooped in the aisle. Plane's crew spent more than 2 hours cleaning up the mess, according to one passenger. Individual added that the excrement was in liquid form and was in several places in the aisle. Lovely. The flight was from Houston to Seattle and was diverted to Dallas because of the dog poop. The canine's, quote, messy accident occurred in first class. See, that's probably the only reason why they landed, was because it was in first class. If the dog would have pooped in coach, they would have just said, deal with it, and there you go. So the dog apparently got in the shoe of the passenger sitting next to the guy. The flight meals went bad while they were stuck on the ground, and the cabin crew members were pleading to the gate crew for more snacks and water. It was a bad situation for passengers, the dog, and that poor owner. According to the website, cats and dogs must travel in a carrier that fits under the seat, and only the pencil out on planes without carrier are service animals. In September, a Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona, due to a passenger's case of severe diarrhea. Lovely. They called the incident a biohazard issue. On October, on an EasyJet flight from the Spanish island of Tenerife to London, it was canceled after a passenger pooped on the bathroom floor. Sounds like working in the airlines is quite a shitty business. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have done this part instead. Hold your ears. I should have done this way. Looks like flying on an airplane these days is really shitty business. Thank you. Usually I have that ready for when I have a joke locked and loaded, but I just came up with that one on the fly, so it is what it is. Wait, sorry, that's me trampling over Trump.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. Also, briefly, before we get to the topic of the show, this is from last year. Oh, never mind, it's not new. That's about somebody apparently got a deal trying to buy Epstein's Island last year. Paid $60 million for the two islands through his investment firm, which is $50 million less than the initial asking price when they were initially listed. For some reason, that came up in my search, and I was like, that's interesting. I don't know. Lap dogs just stay on a lap. Well, if my dog was getting ready to poop, I don't know if I want my dog on my lap regardless. I might be like, okay, it can go on the floor because I don't want it on my shorts. But hey, you know. So, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry. Back when he won again, I was talking about how this was going to be an example to the nation as to what happens when we go full Republican. It's going to be a warning sign to the majority of this country, to the vast majority of this country, as to what happens if Louise, if you have a government that is fully run by Republicans that, and the Democrats can't do anything but stand there and try and put up amendments to bills and then fail because they don't have the votes to do it. So in the other yesterday's or Monday's show, we talked a little bit about all of the, some of the stuff that Jeff Landry was trying to do and all of the stuff he's trying to pass and trying to make Louisiana look bad because, you know, he wants this little dictatorship. He wants full and complete control. So the first one of the there are six bills filed by Louisiana's governor, Jeff Landry, the moron, i.e. moron Jeff Landry, if you didn't get that. He wants more control over state government than any of his recent predecessors. Two proposed constitutional amendments, so this is at least going to take the people to vote on it, would allow Jeff Landry to pick most members of the Louisiana Supreme Court and state civil service commissions, which oversees the hiring and firing of state workers. So instead of, you know, having some nice separation of powers where, you know, the Supreme Court are elected by the people of our state, they're going to put more power give to Landry by letting him pick the Supreme Court justices and also have him name the Civil Service Commission, or at least most of them. Another bill gives Jeff Landry control over the Louisiana Board of Ethics. And why does he want this? Because Jeff Landry took a private flight from a campaign donor in the fall, and he ran afoul of the Louisiana Board of Ethics. So what is the answer? It's not to just stop doing unethical things, but he just wants to take control of the Board of Ethics so that presumably he can do whatever he wants and not have them question him. There's legislation to empower Landry to pick chairpersons and other officers of hundreds of other state boards and commissions. So before, how it used to happen is that you'd have universities, like a combination of universities would suggest people who should be sitting on these state boards and commissions. And then from those people, the governor would pick, and then it would go there. Now he wants to get rid of that, and he wants to get rid of the hearing other people's opinions and just wants to put people who I'm assuming are going to just be his lackeys in these other state boards and commissions. Most lawmakers who drafted the bills, according to LAilluminator.com, says that Landry is not pushing the proposals, though the sponsors include some of the governor's most biggest supporters in the legislature, i.e. there might not be a complete link of, oh, here, I'm Jeff Landry, I want you to vote for this, and him going, okay, we're going to put this up for a vote, but you know how it works. Landry's office did not respond Wednesday when asked if he was supporting any of the legislation. Critics described the bills as a callback to the Huey Long era. Most people think Louisiana governor is more powerful than any other governor, said Terry Ryder, who served as general counsel to former governors Mike Foster and Kathleen Blanco, Foster being a Republican, Blanco being a Democrat. I don't recall ever feeling like we didn't have the authority to run the state in the governor's office. This is what dictators do. Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana expressed reservations over two of the members. The Civil Service and Ethics Boards are designed to be insulated from politics. It's not perfect, but what I would be concerned with any move, I would be concerned with any move that would result in the politicization of these boards, said Stephen Procopio, the head of the organization, in a statement on Wednesday. Senate Bill 497, the State Ethics Board's appointments, a bill from Blake Miguez, a Republican from New Iberia, Louisiana, would allow the governor of the Louisiana House and State Senate to pick whoever they want to serve on the 11-member State Ethics Board. And of course, the Louisiana House and State Senate are currently completely controlled with supermajorities by Republicans. Under current law, they have to select members from lists of nominees the presidents of Louisiana's private universities and colleges compile, i.e., they don't have carte blanche to just pick anybody they want to. They have to get input from other people. The Republicans in Louisiana don't want input from other people. They want to run this stuff all by themselves and have nobody standing in their way of doing it, whatever it is that they want to do. Last fall, the board voted to penalize Landry for not disclosing that he used the campaign donor's private plane to go to a work conference in Hawaii as Louisiana's attorney general. The case remains unresolved as Landry and the ethics board continue to discuss what fines he might pay. In 2022, the ethics board concluded Landry violated the law by using campaign funds to reimburse himself for a Chevy Suburban he bought. Candidates are not allowed to use campaign money to purchase immovable property or vehicles. In that case, the ethics board chose to not fine Landry and initially kept the matter confidential. Miguez said Landry did not ask him to draft the legislation. Let's see, State Civil Service Control. Jay Morris of Monroe, Louisiana, sponsored the constitutional amendment that would give the governor control of nearly all members of the Civil Service Commission. Under current law, the governor has to pick six commission appointments from lists some of the state's private universities and college presidents provide. Classified state employees elect the seventh member of the commission from their own ranks. Morris's proposal would do away with the university president's involvement, letting Landry select most of the commission by himself, as long as the state Senate agrees to confirm them. And since the state Senate is currently in a supermajority of Republicans, there's no way that they're going to stand in his way. His bill also adds three at-large members for the governor to choose, giving the state leader control of 10 of 11 commission seats in total, taking away the power of the one that comes from classified state employees. The bill would limit the amount of time a person could spend on the commission from 10 to 8 years. Commission terms would be shortened from 6 to 4. Landry did not ask Morris to file legislation, although the senator said he talked to the governor about the proposal. Morris does not support having civil service, which he says can interfere with state agency efficiency by providing too many workforce protections. Oh, no. See, there you go. This is Republicans saying the quiet stuff out loud because now they have full control. They can do whatever they want. They don't want too many workplace protections? Give me a break. He says, I could probably see us doing without civil service altogether. This is what you get when you go full Republican, people. Never go full Republican. Say what you want about the Democrats and whatever corruption they might have going on, and of course the corruption is bad, but you're not going to see Democrats trying to get away with remove civil service. Civil Service Commission establishes guidelines for the state's 38,000 classified employees and is involved in the hiring and firing processes for government workers. The system will no longer be apolitical if this proposal takes effect. Louisiana State and Government Affairs Committee on Wednesday voted 4-2 in favor of the legislation. As a constitutional amendment, Morris's bill needs a two-third majority of each chamber of the legislature and then a majority of the support of voters on the ballot. So they're going to have the two-thirds of the majority in each chamber. Why? Because the Republicans completely control the chambers. If the Democrats had at least one or two more votes that could block these things, it wouldn't become a constitutional amendment. And then they just need half the state to agree. And who knows when that election would take place. You probably want a low turnout election, so they'll probably plan it for a low turnout election. And then they'll hope that they can get it passed, maybe during the runoffs for some of the seats that might have runoff elections for them. Boards and commissions. Governor would be able to appoint chairs and other officers of hundreds of boards and commissions as long as he sent notice to the affected groups within 20 days of taking office. Under legislation from Valerie Hodges of Denham Springs, his picks would also be subject to Senate confirmation. But of course, again, the Senate is just walking in lockstep behind Landry. They're not a check on his power. They are pushing for him to have more power, and they're just going to lie back and say, okay, whatever you want to do, we'll do. Like this is what you get. Also, like if Donald Trump wins the presidency. How he says he wants to be a dictator from day one. Well, if he has the Supreme Court that backs him, and if he has two houses, both the House and the Senate, that also back him, he doesn't have to be a dictator in actual name. He could be de facto dictator if the other branches of government that are supposed to be a check on his power ends up, you know, not checking his power and instead just keeps on pushing for him to have more power. Just like the Republicans in the state legislature here in Louisiana are doing for Jeff Landry. Let's see. Hodges said she had to talk about the governor about the bill. She was asked to draft it by an interested party interested in some of the same things that I'm interested in, who she refused to name publicly. If the Republicans are in control, and we are, conservative Republicans, then we should see that reflected in our boards and commissions. No. The boards and commissions should be apolitical and be reflective of the people, of all the people, and be, again, immune from politics, not shoved right full of politics. The Louisiana Supreme Court, this constitutional amendment by Mark Wright of Covington would give the governor the power to appoint Louisiana Supreme Court justices rather than having voters elect them. Wright's proposal expands the court from 6 to 8 and allows those currently on the bench to serve out the rest of their terms. Starting in 2025, the governor would get the power to replace each judge as their term expires. The governor's pick for the job would be subject to approval from 2/3 of the senators present for the confirmation vote. But again, the Senate is in just lockstep behind Landry, so that's no check on his power at all. The Senate would also be required to hold confirmation hearings, and the judges would serve 10-year terms, which is the current length of the current legislation to empower Landry more. This proposal seems the least likely to pass. It's a constitutional amendment, which requires 2/3 of each legislator and then a vote of the people on the November ballot. Okay, so it is going to be the presidential election ballot. Many state lawmakers are attorneys and are unwilling to make even modest changes to the judiciary. Lawmakers are also moving new Supreme Court district maps in the current session on the assumption that the court's elections would continue. And the governor's mansion, HB 799, Vinnie St. LeBlanc from Franklin, Louisiana, has filed a bill to weaken the authority of a commission that oversees the governor's mansion and its grounds in downtown Baton Rouge. Instead, the sitting governor would have more control over the facility. The proposal removes the mansion's commission's jurisdiction over the private areas of the house and its grounds and expands the parts of the residence that are off limits to the public, i.e. the public gets to get less access to the governor's mansion, and the governor has more control over what he can do with the mansion, whatever he wants, I guess. Additionally, the panel would also no longer have oversight over decorating, painting, renovations, rearrangement of furniture, art, and other significant changes. Instead, the governor's family could make those adjustments without its approval, i.e. they could do whatever they want with the historic building and not have to deal with oversight again, because the governor doesn't want to listen to anything that anybody has to say about anything at all. If you want to have a house and you want to design and build your own house and decorate your house to your own liking, get your own house. The governor's mansion belongs to the people of the state of Louisiana, Governor Landry, and there should be a check on your power to do whatever it is that you want to do with it. A member of the mansion staff, the executive residence director, would be removed from the commission, replaced with the chief of staff for the governor's spouse, a provision requiring the governor to consult with the mansion staff about who three of his appointees to the commission should be is also eliminated from the legislation. Under the proposal, commission members could be removed at any time by their appointing authority, which is either the governor, the spouse, or the spouse's chief of staff. It also repeals language passed in 2022 that would allow the commission to accept private donations to help with the upkeep of the mansion. So he wants to spend more government money on the upkeep of the mansion and doesn't want to accept private donations for it. What? I thought these people didn't like, oh, that's right. They like spending government money as long as it's to benefit themselves. They don't like government money expenditures when they help other people. Higher education boards and higher education commissioners. Mike Fessy from Houma, Louisiana, filed legislation to give the governor authority to select the chairman of all state higher education boards and to pick the higher education commissioner. Currently, board members themselves pick their board chairman, and the Board of Regents, which has oversight over the statewide higher education policy, picks the higher education commissioner with a 2/3 vote of its members. Higher education board members serve staggered terms, which means Landry is unable to replace all the board's members appointed by former John Bell Edwards for a few years. But still, again, he gets more power with less oversight. More power with less oversight is bad, regardless of who it happens to. But here in Louisiana, we're seeing what happens when we have a complete and total government that's completely and totally run by Republicans. But wait, there's more, because this is not just about the boards. This is not just about who Landry gets to appoint. This is also about open records laws. They don't like open records laws either. A bill filed in the Louisiana Senate would eviscerate the state's open records law by blocking from public view emails, text messages, and other documents produced at all levels of government, from the town hall in Waterproof to the governor's office in Baton Rouge. The bill carried by Senator Heather Cloud of Turkey Creek is one of three filed by Republican state lawmakers on Tuesday, and that would add transformative new hurdles to the process of obtaining documents and other records from government, from official government agencies. Some of the provisions are tailored to the office of Governor Landry, a Republican in the past who has bristled at scrutiny leveled through the process. Cloud's Senate Bill 482 goes the furthest of those bills by gutting from the list of records eligible for public access all documents that detail, quote, deliberations in government work. It would exempt documents containing advisory opinions, recommendations, and deliberations, and none of these people like the Oxford comma, that feed into government decision or policymaking choices. Watchdog groups and attorneys dealing with the public information issues decried the bill. Malia Serrato, a Sunshine Fellow, legal fellow at Tulane University's First Amendment Law Clinic, called it extremely alarming and that it risks violating the state's constitution. But who the care? If Landry gets to name the people on the Supreme Court, and Landry is probably going to put people on the Supreme Court who are going to agree with Landry's opinions, they'll probably be like, yeah, this is fine. No problem here. This will create government secrecy on a level that should alarm people regardless of where they are on the political spectrum. This is bad government. But again, as we've seen in discussions where people go interview Trump supporters, they ask about Trump wanting to be a dictator, and these Trump supporters who claim to love America, claim to love the country, are like, well, maybe we need a dictator for a little bit just to fix things in this country. Well, I'm sure the same people will think the same thing about Jeff Landry as well. Cloud, in a text message, she was traveling and unable to fully comment on SB 42. Two more bills filed in the deadline propose more hurdles for the public records process. Senate Bill 423, and we'll go perhaps over those a little more in detail, sponsored by Jay Morris of West Monroe, would only allow Louisiana residents to make such requests, i.e., if you're harmed outside of Louisiana, let's say you live in Texas or Maryland or California, and if you're harmed by something that Louisiana did and you want to make a public record request, guess what? Too bad you can't do it according to this law or this proposed law, because it could only be made by people who live in Louisiana. And then Senator Blake Miguez's SB 502 would require ID checks on people who make requests, because, you know, they want to make sure that you are who you really, because they want to make sure they know who's asking questions. Because if they know who's asking questions, they can come after the people who are asking the questions. In an interview, Miguez said his bill aims to cut down on what is described as the proliferation of requests sent by nameless people to government agencies. Miguez suspects some of those requests come from people with political motives. He said, who cares? Who cares if there are political motivations behind the public records requests? They're public records requests for a reason, and they should be made available to the public because, you know, this information should be public record. And you shouldn't be trying to hide information from the public, because the moment you start trying to hide information from the public, guess what? The public has less and less reason to trust you. But as we're seeing now, the public in Louisiana seem to have no problem with trusting the Republicans enough to give them a supermajority in both houses and the governorship on first vote. Journalists, business people, and officials who request access to public documents should still be able to obtain them. He said, now they have AI. They have programs that can go and hit every agency head with all these requests and wave him down. Oh, well, too bad. If you feel weighed down by doing your job, maybe somebody else should do that job then, if they feel weighed down by the requests for public information. Morris did not return messages Wednesday. His bill risks angering out-of-state businesses who sometimes require public records as they draft deals for new ventures in Louisiana, said Stephen Procopio, head of the Nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana. You're making companies jump through hoops to try and come here. That probably wouldn't kill a deal, but it wouldn't look good. Kate Kelly, the governor's press secretary, said lawmakers filed dozens of bills in the hours before the deadline, and Landry's staff is still sifting through them. Of course, none of them were probably proposed without passing them through Landry's office first. So the idea that they're still sifting through them is full of malarkey, you know, no malarkey. Miguez said he filed a version of his public records bill in past term when it faced a tougher path with Democrat John Bel Edwards as governor and fewer conservative allies for him to lead on in the legislature. Landry, the state attorney general at the time, supported the bill then, said Miguez. Well, of course he did, because he doesn't want people looking into his stuff. Because there are certain rumors that I've heard of that I'm not going to really talk about right now of what his past might include and, you know, what public records might be included in them. But we're not going to go that far as to expound on to which, because I want more than just rumors. But, you know, there were rumors about David Vitter, too, when those rumors came true. Because every conservative accusation is an admittance of guilt. So it seems, at least. Cloud's bill resembles a measure filed last month in the State House that sought to exempt those same deliberative records produced by the governor's office from public records. Representative Michael Mellerine from Shreveport, who sponsored the bill, said he had conversations with the Landry staff about the bill, but declined to say whether the governor had pushed for it. I think we can all assume that Governor's Landry office pushed for the bill. Asked if Landry supports her bill, Cloud said in a text message, "I sure hope so." The exemption for deliberative records has spurred debate in recent Louisiana governor's administrations. Governor Bobby Jindal backed a law in 2009 that would have allowed his office to hide under similar exceptions. Jindal sold the measure as a tool to subject the governor's office to sunshine rules that hadn't applied to it in the past. His aides and appointees used it instead to shroud executive branch agencies in secrecy by claiming that certain requested records were part of deliberative policy discussions and thus off limits. Lawmakers agreed to reverse the rule after Jindal left office. So now they want back at it again because, you know, now you have a Republican governor. Governor supported a bill in a February special session to reveal some youth court records in the name of transparency, despite blistering pushback from advocates who warned it would leave a mark on children accused of crimes. And Wednesday, Landry's Twitter account posted an interview with the Epoch Times. Of course, he has an interview with the Epoch Times. Why wouldn't you have interviews with the Epoch Times, a right-wing publication backed by the conservative Chinese Falun Gong movement, in which Landry discussed our continued fight to protect Americans' First Amendment rights. Except for, you know, when those rights that Americans have interfere with your ability to hide your bogus BS, Governor Landry. At the same time, the governor's office supported efforts to pare back access to death penalty records through a bill in February special session that's set to shield lethal injection drugs from public view. So we can't know what drugs are being used to kill people as part of the death penalty in Louisiana, but we can know which children were accused of crimes, even if they weren't convicted of them. Again, that's a bunch of malarkey. More on these bills. So the Attorney General left Jeff Landry sues advocate reporter over public records request. Louisiana Attorney General left Jeff Landry, back when he was AG, sued a reporter for the Advocate and Times-Picayune over a public records request she filed, asking a judge to issue a declaratory judgment denying the request and seal the proceedings. The unusual action came a few days after the newspaper warned Landry that it intended to sue him if he didn't turn over the requested records. In my 40 years as an editor, I've never seen a journalist get sued for requesting a public record. We are not intimidated. In fact, we're more determined. The matter dates to December 14th, when the reporter, Andrea Gallo, first filed a public record request with Landry's office seeking copies of sexual harassment complaints against Pat McGee, the head of the office's criminal division, and records of how complaints were handled. McGee was placed on administrative leave pending an investigation that day. So it's okay to hide information about somebody who has been accused of sexual harassment, but it's apparently also okay to let everybody know if a kid has been accused of a crime but not convicted of one. Huh? January 4th, attorneys in Landry's office reiterated that the reasoning for withholding the documents was temporary, not permanent. We'll make the appropriate documents available once the investigation is over. Landry's office hired Vicky Crochet of the term Taylor Porter to conduct the investigation. McGee returned to work January 19th after investigation found that he had engaged in inappropriate verbal conversations, used sexual slang, and made unprofessional comments over the appearance of employees. Landry's office ordered McGee to take a one-time $20,559 salary reduction and directed him to take courses on workplace professionalism and conflict management. We would invite the redaction of the initial complaint to protect the identity of the victim, but that is the only privacy interest even arguably applicable. Attorney Scott Steinberg, who represents the advocate Times Picayune, told Landry's office in a letter. Because they were claiming that they were trying to protect the victim, but do you believe that? I don't believe that. You shouldn't believe that either, because Landry is unbelievable, i.e. somebody who's not to be believed and not unbelievable as great or wonderful. Let's see, again, so Senate Bill 42 by Heather Cloud, the original text of the legislation. To enact RS 44464 and 41.E and repeal RS 445B4 relative to public records to prohibit access to records of the Office of Governor pertaining to security of the governor's family, and an exception to the public records law of any records involving opinions, recommendations, and deliberations. Oh, she used a Oxford comma there. In formulating decisions or policies and to provide for related matters. This chapter shall not apply to any record of the Office of Governor pertaining to the schedule of the governor or the governor's spouse or child that contains security details that, if made public, may impair the safety of the governor, his spouse, or the child. If that's all that was, then fine. If there are certain information that you want to keep any governor protected because you don't want people knowing, like, this is where the governor's spouse or child is going to be, maybe I could agree with that. But then the provisions of this chapter shall not apply to any records reflecting advisory opinions, recommendations, and deliberations comprising part of a process which governmental decisions and policies formulated. That's a bunch of BS. There's no reason that we should be putting that into place, because those parts should absolutely be part of public view. Everybody should be able to know what's going on in the actions that pertain to our government and the running of it. SB 423 by Jay Morris. Could check out the original of this one real quick. Provides for access to public records by certain persons. A legislator recognizes that it is essential to the maintenance of a democratic society that public business be performed in an open and public manner, and that citizens of this state, which is the additions, be advised and be aware of the performance of the public officials and deliberations, decisions that goes into making. So this law says it's important to know about the deliberations and decisions that go into making public policy, but the other one is going to say you can't see those anyway. So this one is going to be there just in case the other one fails. The other one fails and stops you from learning about the deliberations and decisions going into making public policy. You'll have this one that says, well, only citizens of this state. So it's not even residents, as the media reported it. As the article in the newspaper said, it was for residents of the state. No, citizens of the state. So if you live here but are not a citizen of the state, you can't make a public records request either. The provisions of subsection B of the section shall not prevent any, and they cross out person, and they say Louisiana citizen instead, from inspecting, examining, copying, or obtaining an electronic or physical reproduction of any record pertaining to any money or monies or assets or items of economic value to the state or any financial transactions in control or handled by or through the governor, yada, yada, yada. Again, later on, any person is scratched out and Louisiana citizen is replaced with that, may obtain a copy of reproduction of any public record. Exceptions for purposes of this chapter, Louisiana citizen does not include an individual in custody after a sentence following a felony conviction. So apparently if you have a felony, you can't make a public records request. What? The custodian may make an inquiry of any individual who applies for a public record to determine if the individual is in custody after the sentence following a felony conviction, who has exhausted his appellate remedies, and the custodian may make any inquiry necessary to determine if the request of any individual in custody for felony conviction is limited to grounds in which the individual may apply for post-conviction relief under the Code of Criminal Procedure.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Gigi Callaghan.
Okay, hold on a second. I need to take a quick break. My mother-in-law apparently has fallen down, and I need to help pick her up. So we will take a short break. Let's find the commercial break, and I'll probably be back within time that the commercial break takes place. Let's go see that real quick. She's fallen twice in the last 2 days, and it's not, she's not probably not hurt, but, you know, let me just go ahead and start playing this. We will be back in a few minutes. Normally, I don't subject y'all to commercials, but we are going to take a quick commercial break and come back in a few minutes with more Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right. Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out BudgetEars.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but BudgetEars is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out BudgetEars.com or go to YouTube.com/BudgetEars and help make your trip the best it can be. BudgetEars.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. In a world gone mad, one progressive will do a bad movie trailer guy impression to get you to listen to his show. There's only one thing that I like better than the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. All right, Bill, that's enough of that. On the Liberal Dan Radio minicast, you will hear an honest discussion of the day's issues, with some personal bits in between. You might even hear what the other side has to say, sometimes even in their own voices. So become one of the Liberal Dan family, because family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. To hear those bad impressions and more, tune into the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. Talk from the left, that's right.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful show.
If you enjoy Liberal Dan Radio, there's many ways that you can support the show. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can like me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or TikTok. And you can become a Liberal Dan Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get a shout-out. Higher levels get the opportunity to vote on what I do next on the podcast, the minicast, or on YouTube. You can even buy commercial advertising or sponsor bits. So go to patreon.liberaldan.com and support the show today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Gaminox, host of The World According to Knox. It's time for Season 2, where I take you on another trip through my world. The world of movies, video games, pop culture, and more. Relate them to the world around you. Don't forget to leave a question for MarsCat and find me on Twitter by the handle XDeminox. That's the letter X like X-Men, D-E-M-I-N-O-S. Now enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Talk from the left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming again from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm a little out of breath, but, you know, I did get my mother-in-law back off the floor and into bed. So it didn't seem like she hit anything, but there was a small cut that my wife's taking care of, but I had to get her up off the ground. So there we go. I am back from outer space. Just find you here with that sad look upon your face. Anywho, I think everything is okay. We'll see how she looks in a little bit. My wife's going to go downstairs and deal with it was weird. Like, as I was pulling her up, it seemed like some of her skin kind of came loose or whatever. I don't know. And then might be some bleeding there. But otherwise, everything is okay other than that. Anyway, it was perfect timing for the commercial. I did manage to get it done by the time the commercial was finished, so there you go. Back to the topic at hand. Duty to permit examination, prevention of alteration, payment, and overtime, yeah, blah, blah, blah. The custodian shall prevent any public record or present any public record to any Louisiana citizen of the age of majority who so requests. Custodian shall make no inquiry of any Louisiana citizen who applies for public record except an inquiry as to the age and state-issued identification of the Louisiana citizen. Can't be any other issued identification. So apparently, you can't use a passport to get a public records request because it has to now be, it will now have to be a state-issued identification. So if you are a Louisiana resident who doesn't have a state identification for whatever reason, but use your passport for everything, you won't be able to get this because they could get around it by saying, well, you don't have a Louisiana identification, so therefore too bad. Now, in reality speaking, anybody can get a free Louisiana voter ID. Still, you shouldn't have to be a citizen and a voter to make requests from our government. This bill is actually longer than the last one, but it's pretty much just showing the existing law and then shoving in, you know, most of the, okay, there's another place where they replace persons with Louisiana citizens. Any Louisiana citizen may request a copy, reproduction, or public record, blah, blah, blah. Editing out such for the, again, more editing out of persons for Louisiana citizens, yada, 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 so on and so forth. That's what most of this does for the rest of the legislation, the rest of the bill, the digest of the bill at the bottom of the bill. Present law provides that the legislator recognizes that it is essential for the maintenance of a democratic society that public business be performed in an open and public manner, and that the citizens be advised and aware of the performance of public officials. Toward that end, the provisions of present law shall be construed liberally to facilitate rather than hinder access to public records. Present law provides that present law shall now prevent any person from inspecting these records. What's the proposed law? It's, see what they say about the proposed law. A proposed law retains present law and requires any public record of the requester to be a Louisiana citizen, i.e. can't be a resident, can't be somebody from somewhere else. Again, more ridiculousness coming from our Louisiana legislature that, again, is fully run by Republicans. And as such, they're going to try and put up as much political cover for this governor as they can. The last one, notwithstanding any provision of the whatever section or this is contrary, the custodian or his employees shall require any Louisiana citizen requesting to copy, inspect, or reproduce any public record to provide sufficient information to establish the age and identification of the citizen making the request. For purposes of this subsection, sufficient information shall include any electronic or physical document or identification card which holds the requester's name, photograph, and other identifying information, and if the requester is a legal entity or acting as the agent of a legal entity, sufficient information shall also include the legitimate name and physical address for the legal entity, which is why you can't use a passport from the last law, because they want your address. If a Louisiana citizen requesting to inspect, copy, reproduce any public record fails to provide sufficient information as required in the section, after being requested, neither the custodian nor his employee shall be required to produce the requested records in accordance with the provisions of this chapter. Any documents submitted to establish the age and identification of the citizen pursuant to the subsection shall not be a public record pursuant to the provisions of this chapter. I can agree with that. I can agree with the idea that if I give you a copy of my driver's license, that in order to make a public records request, that the copy of my driver's license should not be allowed to be used as a public record. I'm fine with that. probably the only thing in these laws that I'm fine with, and maybe a little bit on the governor's safety of his family. Subsection shall not apply to any Louisiana citizen actually confined in a correctional facility pursuant to an order of imprisonment, making a lawful request pursuant to the provisions of RS 4431. Present law provides that all books, records, writings, accounts, letters, letter books, maps, drawings, photographs, cards, tapes, recordings, memoranda, and papers, and all copies and duplicates, photographs, including microfilm and other reproductions thereof, yada, 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 shall be our public records. Present law establishes a framework for the ready availability of public records and how anybody can request those records. Present law provides that a custodian shall make no inquiry of any person who applies for a record, except for an inquiry as to the age and identification of the person. Proposed law authorizes the custodian or his employees to require any Louisiana citizen requesting to inspect, copy, reproduce, blah, 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 to give sufficient information, and it defines the idea of sufficient information. These laws are being made so that it's going to be easier and easier for Governor Landry and anybody other Republican in this legislature to be able to hide what they're doing. They don't want us seeing what they're doing. And if they don't want us seeing what they're doing, we all have to question why. And again, I don't just bring this up on my show that's typically about national politics to do a focus just on Louisiana. I bring this up because this is what government looks like when it's fully run by Republicans. This is how you start fascism, and what is happening in Louisiana will happen nationwide if Donald Trump is allowed to win office and we give him a Republican-controlled legislature in both houses so that Donald Trump can just do whatever it is that he wants to do and be a dictator from day one. Just like Landry is trying to be a dictator from day one by passing all of these bills that are meant to make government worse. Republicans will tell you that government is the problem, and then they get elected to government and show you why it's the problem. But in this case, they're going to be using government to benefit themselves and to benefit their future political ambitions and goals, and to basically test probably anything that does manage to get passed in order to make sure that, you know, we could test it maybe against the Supreme Court. So when Trump tries to do it, they'll be like, oh, this is fine. Louisiana can do it. We can do it too. So this is why you never go full Republican, everyone. And I'm speaking to, preaching to the choir for most of the people in the chat, but this is going to be its own standalone video. And so when you guys see this as its own standalone, share it with everybody and let them know what is going on here in Louisiana, how Louisiana is going to slide further and further into fascism, more and more into problematic government, and it's going to show you exactly what the Republicans intend to do on a grand scale because they're doing it now at this level. What are your thoughts? Leave your comments below. Remember to like the video, share it, subscribe to the channel. Thank you very much, and have a good day. And that's the end of that video that will go up shortly after the show. Let us go through the chat and play a little catch-up with what has been said, since I didn't get to see much after having to leave to go take care of my mom-in-law. Thank you, mate. It's Kevin Anderson, for subscribing to the channel. Appreciate you for doing so. We are, I think, about 40 to 45 people away on YouTube from hitting the subscriber count. And I think we've already hit the video watch hours. I think we've hit the 4,000 watch view hours over the last year. So as soon as we hit 1,000, I'm going to hit that next tier of partner. So Roger and out says in Twitch, states aren't old enough to manage their own affairs, pretty much. It's a good point. Very good point. Let's see. Let's Ah, don't want to do that. I was about to mistakenly put Steve in timeout. That's not what we're trying to do. let's see. Oh, I think we skipped that. I think I scrolled way too far back. Mish, glad you already ate. Yeah, I'm in it pretty safe. Unless you're on the West Coast, you probably aren't going to be having, you probably won't have been recently eating after listening to all of the dog poop stuff that we heard and talked about earlier. Oh, great. I completely missed Joseph Gibson's, as usual, liberals do not know the definition of a word. Be interesting what word that might be. So something like a monarchy or aristocracy sounds like a bad idea to me. Well, it was a bad idea to elect Governor Landry in the first place, but part of the problem was that we didn't have a kind of moderate Democrat running. Like we had an extremely conservative Democrat who won the last two elections prior to Landry. But, you know, our state government, the head of the Louisiana Democratic Party, failed in her job when she focused all of the attention on Mandy Landry in the probably one of the safest liberal leftist leading seats in the entire state, and didn't focus enough attention on other districts to try and make sure that the Republicans could at least be prevented from having a supermajority in both houses. And they didn't do enough to help the person who was running for governor to help them actually win the governor's election. What was that? Thank you, Wes, for becoming a liberal danimal. Appreciate you. Let's see. Hold on. I messed something up here. Now I can't see. There we go. We're good now. So let's kind of, I did lose where I was. Let's scroll back again. Oh, I just lost everything almost. I want to go to Batu when it's Star Wars. Iran getting ready to strike Israel, washing his Russia. I mean, you know, Iran's risking a lot striking Israel. I would trust Israel's military on being able to beat Iran's ass than I would the other way around. But that's completely irrelevant to the topic at hand. See, Chris, I think I missed something with Jeff. What's going on? There's spine problems. I have a hard time walking with speech reason for MRI today. Oh, okay. Well, I hope the MRI goes well or did go well or gives you good results or at least gives them the results that they need to help you. Wes Webb, you should be able to get federal records with a passport. Yes, you should be able to get federal records with a passport. I 100% agree with you, Wes. You absolutely should be able to get federal records with a passport. And unfortunately, what we're seeing here in this legislation is they're trying to make it so you can't. You have to have something that uses your actual identification, your address on it. So, and here comes the problem again. One of the problems with Republicans is they don't think if you don't have an address, you're not a real person. So what happens if I'm a citizen of Louisiana, but I'm homeless and I'm a homeless person trying to make a public records request? What happens then? What happens if my only record is my passport because I have nothing else? I have no address to list where I live at. According to those people, according to the Republicans, I should not be able to vote. We've tackled that before. But now, according to these people, I can't even make a public records request. It doesn't matter if I'm a citizen of Louisiana. It doesn't matter if I'm not a felon or not a criminal. If I'm somebody who has no residency, even if I'm a citizen, because I can't have a valid ID because I don't have a place to show where I actually live, I'm screwed. I can't make a public records request. It's BS. So Jeff Curry, my grandparents were close to me. I had to help my grandma when he fell. My grandpa when he fell. Grandma called my dad when there was a snake in the house. She knew I'd say you were on your own. So Midas, Kevin Anderson. I got to look at my grandpa in the hospital on his deathbed. Freaky. My biological grandfather, I never met him, but the only time I ever actually got to see him is when he had already passed away, and I saw the back of his head as we went into his house in Georgia, which is, again, very, very freaky, for especially even though I never met him. So, Steve, oh, chat's been going on. Jazz, just don't. That's fine. I like to go back and respond to what people have said. Joseph Gizman has me blocked. Well, there you go. Sometimes life has small victories. Chris, we watch autopsy vids. Dr. G and me is a favorite while I'm cooking. It takes more than a little dog shit to kill our appetites. That's fair enough. I mean, although when I used to watch NCIS with my wife, I don't think she stopped watching it pretty much, but we couldn't watch during dinner because every time they would do an autopsy, she would be like, I don't want to watch this during dinner. Yes, Joseph Gibson, I asked you what word that we don't know the definition of. Chris, you need an address to vote. Most don't think the homeless are real people. I mean, that's true. Most people don't think that the homeless people are real people. But, you know, some people will still, like, use their most recently lived at address or... But you shouldn't need an address to vote. That's the thing. You should be able, as long as you can prove that you're a Louisiana citizen, that's enough. That should be enough. You shouldn't have to, you should be allowed to vote if you're homeless. Simple as that. Or unhoused, I should say. If you're part of the unhoused, you should be able to cast a ballot in an election. And that shouldn't be a controversial statement. But to conservatives, or to at least some conservatives, it is. I was actually able to make the point to Jeff Cruer, the guy that I call in. I think he actually agreed with me about the unhoused, that they should be able to cast a vote. But then other people called into the show and were like, well, I disagree with you. Because they don't want, they want, it's a Republican tactic to make sure fewer and fewer people get the chance to cast a ballot. That's the Republican goals. Make it so that as little people can vote, because low turnout is better for Republicans. High turnout is better for Democrats. And I've asked them on this show, I was like, if you have the opportunity to say that where you could guarantee that everybody who was voting was a legitimate, valid voter, but then had every single one of them turn out, would you be okay with this? And the talk show host said yes, but I don't believe him. I don't believe that any conservative wants this, because if everybody came out to vote, you would never see those Republicans getting elected again. But because the Republicans are in the process of trying to stop legitimate people from being able to cast ballots. There's lots of homeless where my kids live. One guy my daughter seeks out because she loves his dog. She buys dog food for him and gives him money. Dog's name is Roscoe. Roscoe P. Coltrane. But yeah, I mean, and if you're in a, if you're somebody who is unhoused, you have the right to have your kids get an education. There are questions. I just had to fill out the information as my youngest son moves on to his next school from this year to next year, and I had to fill out that information for him about what the address is, about to deal with being issues dealing with being unhoused, because they want to make sure that you're getting taken care of, because in Orleans, at least, we have a more progressive type of government that's available. But you know, they don't want to treat the unhoused as real people. See, West Webb, you can't get a P.O. box unless you have a physical address. You have to use general delivery. Then you need an ID to check your mail. Well, look at the issue that happened, I think, in North Dakota way back when. They changed the policies on who, on what would be a valid driver's license or for use for voting IDs. And if you were somebody who was part of an indigenous tribe and you lived on a reservation, and if you don't have – on those reservations, you don't necessarily have, in some of them at least, you may not have actual streets and street names and addresses. You'll just have P.O. boxes that where the people get mail delivered to. But so the driver's license will just have the P.O. box because they live on the reservation. And they basically prevented 5,000 people from casting a legitimate ballot because they were unable to use the IDs that were assigned to them because they didn't want because the people who were the Republicans who were passing these laws wanted to have less indigenous people voting because indigenous people more often than not vote for Democrats over Republicans, especially in that state. And as such, they wanted to help the Republican running for the statewide office. And I think the difference in votes between the Republican candidate and that won and the Republican candidate and the other candidate, the Democrat who lost, the difference in votes there was fewer than – were smaller, I guess I should say, than the the amount of people that were prevented from voting because of this new law that they passed. Thank you, Bill, for becoming a liberal Danimal. Appreciate you as well. Thank you for the support. Kimchi. I don't know if Kimchi was saying that about Native Americans aren't Americans either if they have the street name Disgusting Repukes. I don't know if you were saying that at the exact same time as I was saying that or not, but, you know, brilliant minds think alike. So... I know earlier somebody had said something about where Erin was today. There is she is fine. There is a family issue that she had to deal with. I don't know if she wants the entirety of the issues of what's going on there spread all over. I didn't get permission about that, but Erin herself is fine. So, RoboP, I was renewing my membership, but the screen went crazy. That happens a lot when I try and send super chats to house chats. Like, I'll try and send a super chat on my phone, and in the process of paying for it, it won't post. Like, and then it blanks out, and then I never get the super chat sent. It's YouTube, for as much developers as Google has on running all of these things, there's still issues that take place, unfortunately. You know, it is what it is. I'm trying to see if I have that. If I have that, whatchamacallit, the audio containing that discussion that took place with Jeff and them trying to say that, them trying to say that people shouldn't be able to vote if they don't have addresses. I don't know. Let's... Chris, the only thing I can think of is steer the homeless towards a mission where they can shower and cash their checks. I think they can use the same address on their government check. It's possible. But yeah. Let's see if this is the right one. Let's see if I'm correct about this being the right one.
Let's get the other side of the political equation. Caller who goes by the handle Liberal Dan is with us. Good morning, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. Trump claimed that this woman wasn't his type, but I mean, he was talking about now.
That was a completely different subject. Let's go on. Let's continue. What's this Jeff Landry one?
Crime is out of control. Louisiana's education system failing our kids and our economy, one of the worst. We need a new direction. We need
right.
Jeff Landry as
that
governor.
That was Jeff Landry's. We need a new direction. Instead of new direction, they put new and direction close. Started out jumping, but settled down, relaxed down, brush my teeth, and go to bed with you, dreaming of worms. Thank you for the 777 chat. For those who don't know, 777 is my anniversary. So if I ever forget my anniversary, ever, it means I've completely bought the farm or my mind is completely gone. So, but thank you, Wes, for the 777 Super Chat. I'm very appreciative of the 777 Super Chat. What I'm just going to say, let's just do the show reset real quick. I'm going to get back to that in a second. Show reset, Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right, Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central, here at liberaldanradio.com, which is the YouTube channel, or twitch.tv/liberaldanradio. We're also live on blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan, but we don't use the chat room there. So if you happen to be listening and want to chat, join us with the other two, either with YouTube or with Twitch. Support the show, like videos, comment on videos, share videos, all that good stuff. Get the algorithms up. Engage with other people, even if they're acting stupid. Sometimes easier. What I'll do is if somebody makes some comment about, oh, I've just lost 5 minutes of my life that I'll never get back, I'll just be like, well, thank you for helping the algorithm at least. And that goes further to help the algorithm. So just always thank the trolls for helping the algorithm, because I've learned that from hell. Any sort of interaction with the channel is something that's going to drive viewership up. You can become a liberal danimal like Bill and Wes have done. Little as $2 a month on YouTube, there's higher chances as well. You can send super chats like Wes also generously did as well on YouTube. You have Twitch where you can be a free subscriber on Twitch if you have Amazon Prime. Does it cost you anything? There's a problem with it, I think, on iPhones, but other than that, I think it works. You also have bits you can buy over there and spend on Twitch as well. Start out those hype trains going on. And you could also buy me a cider, liberaldan.com, click the buy me a cider button, or you could have Venmo me, liberaldan and Venmo. Again, just do friends and family because you're not currently buying anything from me. All that good stuff. And the other thing is that, you know, again, the 777 Super Chat, love you, Wes, for it. Appreciate it. If you download the game that's linked on the top, the streams.net, like Ant Legion or whatever, if you download that game and you play it for a little bit, you can play it for free. If you get your queen up to level 5, it gets me like $6 just for playing a game. You don't have to spend any money on the game for that part. If you join an alliance and you rally with your alliance one time, and the game helps you almost through all of these things where you don't really have to know what you're doing at start, it'll help you out. That's another $6 that it's earned me just for playing a game for free. And then the third part is you have to get the, quote, orange queen. If you get the orange queen, that gets me $25. The easiest way to get the orange queen is you spend like $4.99 in the shop. On the upper right-hand corner, there's an option to get you the orange queen. The cheapest one, I think, is $4.99 plus tax. You could spend $4.99 on a game and get me $25 if you're one of the first. I don't know. Let's see how many more people need to do it in order for me to get there. I do have to check that out because it stops after a while. Okay. So 29 more people can still do it and earn me $25 a pop. So if you wanted the ability to be able to spend like $4.99 plus sales tax and make it turn into $25 in support of the show, you can do it via this game. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So it's just one other way to help me, because nerdydan.com is a project of Liberal Dan Radio. I've kind of merged the two. You know, the nerdy stuff doesn't take as much precedence, but it's a way for me. I could potentially make over $1,000 by people playing a free game. If you hop on the game, if everyone were to hop on, we have 24 viewers. If everybody were to hop on the game right now, get the $6 for reaching the queen level 5, get the $6 for joining in a rally, and then spent $5 or did the free, because you can get the orange ant for free. I just don't know if you have the time to do it because we have 3 days and 17 hours left in the campaign. But if everybody did those things, it would get me, I think, what, $750, $850, $950, and then 160 is, I could make $1,100 just by having people do free stuff for the game. So that would help me out a great bunch. So if you're interested in doing that, click the shared or the pinned link on top of the Twitch channel or on top of the YouTube chat as well. And I also have the link on, I think, NerdyDan.com. Also, the most recent video on Liberal Dan, on NerdyDan.com on YouTube also has a link to it as well. So all different ways for you to help out the show that way. Again, I can't imagine. I don't understand why they're willing to pay out over a grand for something that you could do for all of that stuff for either for free or for $5. But hey, you know, I'm not going to argue with them if it gets me paid, because, you know, that's pretty cool. Anyway, nice little show reset, if you will. Kimchi, I hate it is what it is, but I still think it's in my head. The barrage of repetition creating brain rushing is real. The it is what it is. The reason I play it so many times is because everybody needs to remember what that was about. People were questioning about the death tolls from COVID, and Donald Trump's uncaring ass was like, it is what it is. That's why he said what he said. So that's why we should remember it is what it is all the time, because it is what it is him basically saying that he has no heart. He doesn't give a crap about you. He doesn't give a crap about people who die. All he cares about is the optics of, you know, not testing too much, because he was afraid that if you tested more, you had more cases, which is a sign that he is a complete and utter moron.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. Joe Gibson saying, amazing, Dan. Conservatives shows do not censor or ban people. Bullshit. Excuse me. I had an allergic reaction to that. It made me sneeze, and that sneeze sounded a lot like the word bullshit, because that is utter and complete bullshit. A. B. You know why you were banned from the show. I'm being very lenient and liberal with having you still be here on this chat under an assumed name, because you came in to the chat one day after having left for a few minutes or whatever. I don't know if you were left or just lurking or whatever, but you come in acting like a raging drunk lunatic. And I'm not saying you were drunk or that you're a lunatic, but I'm saying that's how you were acting, and you kept on lashing out at all the people in the chat after I told you not to. That's why original account got banned from the show. This account could get banned from the show too. Conservatives are allowed to call. I've had conservative guests who I completely disagreed with on the topics. We've talked about the topic of bail bonds. We've talked about other topics with other conservative guests on the show. I had a libertarian presidential candidate on the show talking about his issues and his things that he feel like. I've had you on the show multiple times, despite the fact that at the beginning of our conversations, you were talking about and pushing ideas that pushed the limits, at least that as a very conservative mind, I guess, would think, just conservatively saying, they pushed the limits of anti-Semitism, because you were doing things like talking about international banking, the Rothschilds, and all the other BS that anti-Semites like to push. And I was trying to help you out by trying to make you slightly, you know, discuss these issues that you might be concerned about better without coming off as an anti-Semite. But if you're going to be disrespectful to the people on my show, to the people in the chat room, and the people who were disrespectful in the chat room to you were dealt with, but they didn't continue doing it. You, for some reason, are insisting of coming back to a show that you made yourself unwelcome once. And you can make yourself unwelcome again if you keep pushing it. But conservatives, generally speaking, are welcome on the show, are welcome to share their thoughts, are welcome to call in and share their views. But if you can't respect me or the host, nobody who shows a lack of respect for the host is going to be allowed on any show. Furthermore, there are plenty of conservative shows that I've called into that have not allowed me on because, you know, they couldn't handle it. They knew that the point that I was going to make was going to be one that would be potentially convincing to their listeners. So the only liberals that the conservatives want to have call on their show are the ones that sound stupid. I mean, if they're even liberals at all. So do, do, do. actually, I have a hangover. I decided just to drink again. Heh, perfect cure, right? Ah, scrolled again. I hate when it scrolls when I'm not reading, done reading what I'm looking at currently. Let's see. Boo. Fine, new phone, downloading stupid game, ant thing, play it tomorrow. Yes, there you go. Thank you very much, Steve. And yeah, it's you just got to get your queen to level 5. You got to join an alliance. We've tried to get people to join my alliance because I've made it an application only, but for some reason, only my youngest son was able to join my alliance. My oldest son and Aaron were not able to find my alliance, which is very, very weird. But yeah, and then potentially the other thing is, like, if you feel like buying the ant, if you're gonna send me a $5 super chat, buy the ant thing instead, and that gets me $25. Otherwise, you don't have to worry about it. Or you can try and get it for free. I don't know, but do. What's up, Bicycle Mike? Good to see you. Pervert Hoover. Who's Pervert Hoover? I think I've missed some of the comments from Pervert Hoover, but welcome, Pervert Hoover, to the show. Oh, Aaron's here. Aaron is on the Twitch chat, at least. I hope everything is going well. I let them know that you had a family issue, but I didn't let them know what the family issue is. I figured that was your business to share, whether or not you wanted to share that or not. Not a huge deal. Hopefully it's not a huge deal. Hopefully everything is okay, but, you know. Tim Farrell, I get kicked off Rudy's show weekly. What's up, Andrea? Good to see you. See, you can figure out what I just said. The old kings are still trying to maintain power in Eastern Europe. Joe, grow up. You called me a trans and I laughed at your whining, but I'm still wrong. But yeah, that's the thing. You came in. That was the thing. I was trying to remember what you actually did. You came into the chat after being gone a bit, or after us not seeing you chat a little bit. You came in and started claiming that Kimchi was a trans woman, which was not okay for multiple reasons. A, you shouldn't be attacking people for being trans, and you shouldn't be using the fact that someone is trans as a negative. And you came in all like raging. And I already told you that I had enough of it. So guess what? I was done with you. And I could be done with you again if you really want to push it. So. Oh, wait, Aaron, I said the wrong thing to Aaron. Aaron on Twitch said hello there, so I have to go. General Kenobi. To Jeff. Jeff's son is going to be opening for one of his favorite singers on May 4th, the second concert I'd ever took him to. Nice. Huh? Yeah, and I'll do, and Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. What else? What else is going on? So, other things in my life. Anyway, I had complained, I think, a while back ago about something computer-related, simply because of the fact that I had tried to get into a tournament for a card game that I played, and the tournament's going to be in Atlanta, and I was all ready to go. I was all ready to buy myself this ticket, and then we could get a place in Atlanta for the weekend and then be able to go. I could play my nerd game, and then whilst playing my nerd game, my wife could take the kids to the aquarium or to the Coca-Cola place or whatever, because they have the opportunity to do that, and we can go eat at my wife's favorite restaurant because she loves the restaurant. So it was all good, and then I got there 2 minutes later, they were sold out, and they even yanked the ticket out of my cart. And I'm like, that's so stupid. If it's in my cart, it should be mine. Well, they quadrupled the number of open seats in the tournament. And because I was on a wait list and I caught the email, I was able to get my ticket. So I'm going to Atlanta for Memorial Day weekend. Yay! So I get to be a nerd. Hey, Cynthia, good to see you. We appreciate you. Once stayed over. Joe Gibb, Dan, there is a reason why I'm here. You just don't have a clue. All right, whatever. Whatever, dude. I mean, you could have been smarter and not named yourself Joe Gibb. But, you know.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. Anyway. So we got to do that. So we're going to get to go do that. Just got to find a place to stay now. But, you know, it's fine. We'll find a place to stay. It's awesome that we're going to be able to, I'm going to be able to do that. And my family and my wife's going to get to go to Atlanta and see her favorite restaurant and eat at one of her favorite places to eat. So I'm glad I'm able to do that for her. What else? There's something else that was cool that I wanted to talk about, but I don't seem to remember now. Rigged, says Joe Gibb. Rigged. But I don't even think they know what the meaning of rigged is. Like Donald Trump's, oh, the election is rigged. We have a rigged election. Oh, no. But, you know, he could have, you know, kept some of his people alive by pushing for, you know, policies that would help keep people alive in a pandemic. Did he? No. He actually got Herman Cain killed because Herman Cain came to his rally. The people that probably saved more people from dying at Donald Trump's Tulsa rally were the TikTok kids who bought up all the tickets and made it so that they had to make an overflow area and less people showed up than they expected because, again, the TikTok kids got together and were heroes and bought up and reserved all the tickets. So you didn't have to buy. They were free. But they reserved all the tickets, making them think that they had to make a overflow area for the people who were coming. And guess what? They didn't. Because it was not full, because they bought up all these tickets they never had any intention of using. So, thank you to those TikTok kids for doing a favor, making sure less people died because of Trump's non-intelligence, carelessness, and mismanagement of COVID-19. So Biden actually won the primary in North Carolina. Cool. See, he wants you to know what it is. It is what it is. On Rudy's stream, I shit on Republicans, point out Trump owes Rudy millions, mock his sponsor and products, and remind everybody to hit like. It confuses them. Joe Gibson says it's rigged. The elections are rigged. I don't know. Who's rigging the elections, Joe? Seems to me that now that you're admitting that you're Joseph Gibson, at least you were denying it on a previous show. It seems to me that it was the Republicans in North Carolina that wanted to keep you off the ballot. It's the Democrats in North Carolina that wanted you front and center on the ballot. The Democrats supported your ballot access and fought the Republicans' attempts to keep you off the ballot. I don't know why you're mad at us liberals. It's the Republicans who try to hose you and try to keep you away because they feel that if you're their candidate, that they're going to be harmed by you and the connections that they allege that you have. I'll just put it that way. Joe Gibson, how can one be a Nazi and be pro-Republic? Are you saying pro-Republican or pro-Republic? Because you can absolutely be a Nazi and be pro the Republican Party because, you know, Donald Trump loves the Nazis. He said that people marching on the side of the Tiki Torch guys in Charlottesville were good people because as much as you want to say, oh, well, he only said some of them. He only said that some of them were good people. No, Nobody marching alongside Nazis are good people. If you're marching on the side with Nazis, kick the Nazis out or split off and separate yourself from the Nazis. Don't march alongside with Nazis. It's as simple as that. Nazis, white supremacists, Aryan nation type folks, white supremacist folks, all these people are conservatives. They're conservatives who now support the Republican Party because the Republican Party is now the party of the conservatives. Remember, it's the Nazis, you know, that sided with the Italian fascists too. Donald Trump calls the people who are here, who are migrants, he calls them vermin. That's Nazi speak. If you're calling people who are coming to your land vermin, that's talking like a Nazi. And if you support Trump when he says that, you're supporting his Nazi shit. It's as simple as that. Janelle, what's really cool? What did I miss? What did I miss? Or I should do like the from Hamlet. What did I miss? What did I miss? Now Joe's just spouting off words in chat. Constitution! Like squirrel! Constitution! But the conservatives hate the Constitution. They say that they like the Constitution, but many, many conservatives hate the Constitution. Many conservatives hate the Ninth Amendment and Tenth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment talks about the rights that people have. If you believe that a right has to be enumerated in the Constitution in order for it to be a right that's protected by the Constitution, you don't know the Ninth Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And those are rights. All the conservatives that say things like states' rights don't respect the Constitution. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, i.e. powers are given to the states, not rights. People have rights, states have powers. It's not a very difficult concept. Simple as that. Watch the greatest story ever told, never told. Greatest story never told or ever told. Hey, Rose, I have a kitten. Yeah, conservatives whine that everything is unfair. Conservatives would do much better if they could bottle up their wine and sell it. See, not only Nazis were against the removal of statues, but only Nazis were at the torch rally. Yep. So there are people who were, you could be against the removal of statues. I questioned from at first why you needed to remove the statues, about them being history and stuff like that. And people made good arguments to me, and I changed my mind. Because that's what people with brains do. So people who have empathy and who have tolerance, who have respect for other people do. They listen to other people and are willing to change their minds based on new information. But if you're literally at a rally and you're on the side marching along with the Tiki Torch Nazi folks, shouting things like blood and soil and the Jews will not replace us, sorry, you're a Nazi. Doesn't matter if you weren't saying those words. You're marching alongside them. You're protesting with them. You're a Nazi through and through. And if, in reality, let's say you say, well, I would never support that. Well, fine. There's no moral difference between somebody who is a white supremacist and who's somebody who has no problem with white supremacist causes being promoted by our president at the time, who was Donald Trump. West Webb, exactly. Anybody hearing Jews will not replace us would leave immediately if they were not sympathetic. Dead on, accurate, right by West Webb. 100% correct. West nails it on the head. Tiki Torch Nazi folks need love too, not just from the true patriots. So, I mean, nobody deserves love. They could all die alone in a hole for all I care. John Depp, Jews are a very small percentage of the population-wise worldwide. That's why we make easy scapegoats. That's why it's easy for people to perpetuate these ideas and to go and talk in ways that are anti-Semitic and be able to use us as a way to blame the world for their ills, its ills, because it's easy to make us a scapegoat. Simple as that. That's why we have the issues that we have as Jews, because we have to deal with all that BS as an extreme minority. But then I'll talk about my leftist folks. The people on the far left, who are much farther left than me, will deny Ashkenazi-looking Jews from being able to point out anti-Semitism, because to them, our whiteness trumps are any marginalization that we might have because we're Jewish, and those people just are hypocrites as well. So I'll put out that. Joe Gibb, the ADL is a communist organization. The Anti-Defamation League is conservative. Holy crap. They're a conservative organization who I happen to agree with on several issues, because I don't base my agreement completely and totally off of just left or right issues. But the ADL is conservative. I mean, I guess I understand why Joe Gibson would believe that the Jews control banking, because according to him, if there are Christians who founded the country, that makes this a Christian country, right, Joe? That's a lot of conservatives say that point. So, therefore, a Christian founder or a Christian in charge when it was founded means that it's a Christian thing. Like, if a Christian opens a pancake house, it's not just a pancake restaurant. It's a Christian pancake restaurant, right? That's that level of logic. But thank you for bringing that up, Joe, because it brings up another thing I wanted to record and talk about with another video here. So here we go. A lot of the times when people are being critical of persons who are doing wrong, they will often take those people who are there talking about and not pare it down to the most succinct description of what's going on. They don't make it as condensed as possible. They talk about a larger group that may include people who are not having anything to do with the wrongs that are going on. And as such, you tend to get bigotry, racism, anti-Semitism, et cetera, when you make those comments and you make sure that you don't make sure that you're going to eliminate the people who are not part of the group that you're being critical of. So like Joe Gibson in the chat here, our conservative guy from North Carolina, asks about Jews controlling the media. Are there Jewish people who are CEOs in Hollywood? Sure. Are there Jewish people who own or run banks? Sure. But if your problem is with the people who are bankers, even typically I would say you don't say it's the Jew. You don't blame all Jews for people who are acting unethically in banking. The problem there is that there's been this whole history of equating the global problems with globalists and bankers, whatever, with Jews, that now you've made it so that you can't be critical of banks and banking without coming off as us questioning whether or not you're being anti-Semitic or not. So those people have ruined it for you. But let's talk about like another issue. Like a lot of times people will criticize Israel for what is happening in the Gaza Strip. And I'm critical of Netanyahu and the Israeli government and the Netanyahu administration for what's going on in the Gaza Strip, i.e. the indiscriminate bombing, the going over and what is needed to be done. Because again, after 10/7, the Israeli government should have been considered to have had the authority and the ability, the moral authority, if you will, and the real authority to go after Hamas, because Hamas is the one that made the attack. Netanyahu, who knew about the attacks beforehand, his government knew about those attacks beforehand, and Netanyahu then allowed them to happen, meaning he allowed Jewish Israelis to die. He allowed Israelis who are Jewish, Christian, Muslim to be kidnapped, to be held hostage, because it's not just Jews that are being held hostage. Different Israelis are being held hostage of different ethnic backgrounds. But when people say Israel is doing these things, maybe pedantically you're being correct, but there are many people in Israel who are actively out there being critical of Netanyahu, protesting Netanyahu, criticizing how Netanyahu has handled the actions post 10/7, how he's basically allowed these people to remain hostages. It's better for Benjamin Netanyahu right now to still have hostages so he can use that as an excuse to go attack Gaza and try and keep flattening Gaza because it benefits him politically because of the criminal issues that he's dealing with and is alleged to have participated in. But when you come and criticize Israel for doing it, you're criticizing like everyone in Israel. Oh, maybe I didn't mean all Israelis. Then you need to be better at talking about and restricting it to the group of people that you're talking about. For example, criticize Benjamin Netanyahu for his actions. Criticize the Netanyahu administration. Criticize the Israeli government. Criticize the Israeli military for bombing the World Hunger Organization owned by the chef. Like, you can criticize the military for failing to follow what should have been proper protocols, or maybe the military for not setting up proper protocols to be able to prevent them from attacking a convoy of aid workers and not just taking them out one by one. But when you broaden who you're talking about and you're making it so that people can question whether or not you're being anti-Semitic or not, it makes it harder on you to make your point. Whereas if you brought it all the way down to just criticizing Netanyahu, criticizing the Israeli government, criticizing the Netanyahu administration, if you made it more specific as to who you're complaining about, then you're less likely to be taken as somebody who is bigoted against those people. I've even done this personally with Bringing It Boy from Blog Talk Radio, where he brought up a good point, and I started to try when I levy my problems at Republican politicians, I might not always be successful at it, but I try and make sure to levy that response and target talk about Republicans in Congress, Republican politicians, Republican senators, to limit the group, to let them know this is who I'm talking about. Like when I'm talking about the wrongdoings that took place within the Catholic Church, you know, you don't just say Catholics did this, because there are plenty of Catholics who had nothing to do with the molestation of kids in the Catholic Church. But if I say I'm talking about, if I'm going to criticize the clergy, I could talk about the clergy or the people within the Catholic Church who covered up sexual misconduct and the harming of children within the Catholic Church, then I'm being more specific and I'm less likely to be taken as somebody who is blanketly blaming all Catholics for the bad actions of the people in the hierarchy of the church who did those bad actions. Well, if I criticize Republicans in the Senate for what they're doing, then you can be clear that I'm not criticizing anybody else but the Republicans in the Senate. If I'm criticizing Netanyahu administration, you can be clear that I'm not judging everybody in Israel. I'm just judging the Netanyahu administration. And if you want to be critical of a bad action of a part of a bank, then by all means, you could do so. But when you start talking about like globalist and international banking and all that other stuff, it's going to be taken in a way as you're blaming all Jews. And in reality, if you look at the chat and what Joe Gibson said in the chat, you'll clearly see that he asked, well, don't Jews own the banks? No, Jews as a whole don't own the banks, don't run the banks. Jews as a whole don't run the media. Why would I be sitting here with less than 1,000 subscribers on YouTube if Jews own the media? If Jews as a collective own the media, you'd think I'd have a bigger show than Hal Sparks right now. Right? if we owned the media, it would be much easier for me to get traction within the media. But we don't. And that's just a line that's used by anti-Semites because they want to be able to scapegoat Jews for the world's problems so that we don't have to look at the anti-Semites and the other white supremacist Nazi-type folks and look at what they're doing. It's a nice distraction. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. So, if you want to keep on talking about Jews running the world banking or Jews running banks, you are absolutely going to hear it from the Anti-Defamation League, who came out against you and talked about whatever white supremacist, i.e. whatever ties that they believe that you have. Whether or not you have them or not, if you're going to espouse ideas like Jews run the banks, Jews run the media, then people like myself who are Jewish are going to probably look at the ADL and be like, well, maybe there's some merit to what they're saying, because you're continuing to perpetuate and promote ideas that are used in the subjugation and the marginalization of my people. If you don't want to have that albatross around your neck, you have a responsibility to learn how to be a better person when it comes to dealing with issues pertaining to Jewish people. If you don't want people thinking you as an anti-Semite, don't repeat the lines that are promoted by anti-Semites. Don't allow yourself, if you really, honestly and truly have no problem with the Jewish people and like Jewish people and don't want to see Jewish people marginalized or oppressed, don't allow yourself to be used as a tool of the anti-Semites and the Nazis and everybody else who are promoting these stupid ideas. It's why on my personal page, and I also shared this on Liberal Dan Radio on Facebook, it's why I gave a post about how there are probably some very good, well-meaning people who want to do things and promote freedom for the Palestinian people. Unfortunately, what some of these people do is they pick up on things that they seem sound right from groups who are not really for the freedom of the Palestinian people. They want to eliminate all the Jews in the area, like Hamas does, wants to eliminate all the Jews in the area. So, but they'll see something and think it's a good thing to share, and then they'll share it without understanding, without maybe passing it by somebody who is a friend of theirs who might be Jewish, who might be able to tell them, hey, look, this is why this is problematic. So I've offered that to any of my friends on Facebook. I'll offer that to any of y'all as well. If you want to email me at liberaldanradio@gmail.com and say, hey, I was thinking about sharing this, but I have questions as to whether or not it might be taken as anti-Semitic, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it and give you an explanation. I might even, if it is anti-Semitic, I might share it on my show and be like, this is an example of anti-Semitism that's being spread. I won't give your name. I won't out you as somebody as the person who shared it with me, unless you want to say that you were the person that shared it with me, which is good on you for asking somebody like myself as to whether or not what you might be sharing is anti-Semitic or not. That shows that you're being responsible, but I understand how some people might want to be private, but I still might bring up the actual thing that was going to be shared, because I'm sure it's being shared by lots of other people too, other people who don't take the time and the care to question whether or not the things that they're sharing are things that are going to be hurting Jewish people. So if you want to, again, and if you watching this video right now want, you know, little feedback, want some help and say, like, is this something that's anti-Semitic or not? I'd be more than, if you don't know any other Jewish people, well, first of all, maybe you should ask yourself why you don't know many other Jewish people. But if you don't know any other Jewish people, but you really want to, you know, share things without seeming like you're an anti-Semitic dickhead, liberaldanradio@gmail.com. Ask me the question. I'd be more than happy to take a peek and give you my view as to why I feel that way. And what are your thoughts? Leave your opinions below. Agree or disagree. Remember to like the video, share it with your friends, subscribe to the channel, and as always, have a good day. I'm actually surprised that it ran out of space, because my hard drive tends to get full. I actually ordered a new hard drive. I haven't set it up yet. West Webb, breathe deep, Dan. Aaron, Joe, listen to Dan. He knows what he's talking about. If only more people did that. I need at least 50 more. Bicycle Mike, Soros sent me my Jew check yesterday. I haven't gotten any of mine yet. Maybe they have the wrong address. I don't know. Like, I'm missing out. If there's this big conspiracy amongst, you know, the Jews to control everything, they've left me out of it. That's for sure. Ken QB, if you're willing to blame all Jews for the situation in Gaza, then you have to blame all Christians for being racist since the KKK were Christians. Exactly, Ken QB. The problem is that, you know, people, and there are people who are like a good person I know who's on Facebook shared something, and apparently I didn't see it, but someone of my other friends did also see it, and it wasn't great. Let's just put it that way. It wasn't a great thing to be shared. It basically tried to tie in Jewish people. It had a Star of David that turned into a swastika. And if you don't know that that's a bad thing to do, then there are problems and you should learn that. But, you know, some people thought that because it was like blue and white, that it was specifically only doing Israel. And in reality, I have a problem with non-Jews trying to call people Nazis, especially in a context where Jews are at least somehow related, because, again, a lot of people make criticisms of Israel and they don't intend to be anti-Semitic, but the criticisms still come out as anti-Semitic. Why? Because a lot of people don't understand that a lot of the things that are said out there are common tropes that are used against Jewish people. Fortunately, I had the benefit of, in my high school years, after my regular high school classes for a couple times a week, I would go to what was called to what's called Baltimore Hebrew University, and some of the classes that we took that were college-level classes were classes about things like how to spot anti-Semitism in media, how to spot anti-Semitism when it's, you know, being talked about amongst other people that you might know. Like, and unfortunately, like some of it maybe, you know, because I do like horrible jokes, and one of the jokes that were told by these two kids who are posing as anti-Semitic kids, they told an anti-Semitic joke, and everybody else in the room, I could see, were all like all shocked at the joke, and me and Mom sitting there like, that's actually kind of funny. But one thing that, again, people don't understand about Jewish people, and I was talking to I went to my all-employee party last Friday. One of the times I actually had the benefit of actually talking to people at work, which is nice, getting to go in every once in a while. One of the things that I was talking to one of the vendors that was there selling, like, snowballs or whatever, we were just having a conversation about I told him one of my horrible jokes, and then I was like, well, the reason that Jews come up with these jokes, the reason that we do this is because it's how we survive. It's gallows humor. We survived for a very long time because we were able to extract humor from situations. And our ability to extract humor from bad situations and deal with it probably means that why a lot of us became, a lot of Jews became stand-up comedians, why a lot of Jewish people became actors, why a lot of Jewish people became involved in Hollywood. That doesn't mean Hollywood is run by the Jews. If you find yourself ever saying the words "the Jews" and you're not being silly, you're being anti-Semitic, because the Jews doing anything, we don't act as one unit. In fact, when you have two Jews arguing over something, the common joke is you end up with three opinions. Because we'll come up with more opinions than what we need for people. So we're often in disagreement. There are whole books in religious texts that basically go over the disagreement between rabbis at the time as to what the laws mean and how they should be interpreted and what how we should be honoring them in our day-to-day lives. Whole-ass books debating these topics. So, no, we don't act as, in unison in concert on anything unless it's a Jewish concert hall and they're actually all playing musical instruments. Yeah, okay, the most perverted and immoral Hollywood. I mean, the most perverted and immoral would be like the presidential candidate who got Russian hookers to pee on him in a Russian hotel room, maybe, allegedly. Or, you know, the guy who went to go sleep, have sex with a porn star whilst his newly, his new child was sitting at home with his new wife, that, you know, he cheated on with previous wives, you know, that sort of thing. Those are fine, the conservatives out there who try and, you know, attack Hollywood. They'll back Donald Trump and whatever he did. But if you ask them a question, we aired this before. There's a show, I got a little copyright flag or whatever. It wasn't a strike, but it was all the views from this show or money from this show will go to Jimmy Kimmel's show, because we were showing the Jimmy Kimmel show video of him going around, of them going around and asking Trump supporters what they felt about a presidential candidate doing X, Y, or Z. And the first thing they did is like, Joe Biden did this, this, and that. What do you think? And they'll make all excuses to why Joe Biden doing that was bad. And then at the end of the day, at the end of the interview, they're like, oh, wait, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. It wasn't. Let me re-ask you the question with the correct information. Donald Trump did all these things, and on clockwork, every single one of them changed their opinion, all because it was Donald Trump who did the thing and not Joe Biden. So, how many Republicans have been convicted of sex? How many Republicans have been accused of sexual immorality when they try and use government to prevent others from participating in what they view as sexual immorality? You know what? You had whatchamacallit with his toe tapping good time in the bathroom. You had David Vitter, a senator from Louisiana, who no longer, but he was saying that those New Orleans stories are not true. But he very well admitted to serious sins with hookers. Now, I don't begrudge sex workers. I don't begrudge sex work. I think it should be a valid thing. If consenting adults wish to participate in such a behavior, then consenting adults should be able to do so. Just don't do so in a hypocritical way like David Vitter did with his hooker stories. His wife's a hypocrite, too, because his wife said if she ever found out that her husband was cheating on her, she'd be less like Hillary Clinton and more like Lorena Bobbitt. But I've not seen any evidence of her following through with that either. But, you know, I guess those are just words and not real actual feelings, because they'll criticize Hillary Clinton all day long for staying with Bill Clinton, but they'll never criticize Wendy Vitter for staying with David Vitter. They never criticize Melania for staying with Trump, despite Trump's ethical lapses, improprieties, et cetera, all of the sexual stuff that he's done that's wrong, and all the things he's said, like, you know, that he could go up and move in on people like and then grab him by the hoo-ha, you know. And then he stupidly admitted to it, to saying that that was the case and that he wasn't joking in a deposition as well, because he's a moron. Why would you want somebody that stupid to be president of the United States? That's one thing I don't get. There's no reason we should have some sort of expectation of intelligence for people sitting in the office of the president. Yet here we are, we have somebody who was already president and wants to be president again, who thinks that if you test more, you get more cases. No, dumbass. If you test more, you reveal the cases that are already there. Those cases are going to be there regardless of if you test for them or not. Problem is, if you would have had a robust testing program at the beginning, you could have perhaps had a different reaction to COVID by basically saying, like, let's do robust testing all over the place. Make sure if COVID's not here at this point, we can let things operate more wide open. We don't have to close everything down as we might want to do. But in other areas, if there's an outbreak taking place or if there's a, if there's an increase in cases, you then go, okay, well, let's shut things down in here for 2 weeks and let things settle. We could have done that with robust testing, but he didn't want to do robust testing because that would then reveal more people were sick with the virus, even if people weren't necessarily showing symptoms. You could have shown more asymptomatic people, which again would have meant you could have clamped down on the virus and made sure that it didn't spread as much as it had, and he could have saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans. But he didn't care about that. When asked about the American death toll from COVID, he said,
"It is what it is."
So there you go. We already have a 5-pound bag of shit. Hilarious. West Webb, there's a song called Next about military whorehouses where they stand in line waiting to be serviced. Tan Hut. I guess there are two things standing at attention at that point. Sorry, wait. I should have had that ready. Should have had this ready because, you know, I like to play my Yaz scream. Watch your headphones. I guess in a military, in a line for soldiers standing in line for a military whorehouse, I bet you there are two things standing at attention for each person. Yeah! Sorry. Just had to do it. Had to do it. Let's see, West Webb, they chased the Jews and the slaves up to the northeast towards the Black Sea. There were already Turks there. Just Jolie, time me out. I'm getting too annoyed about something I don't know enough about. I'm just annoyed. I mean, don't get timed out, but you can get... See, Steve, the white guys that aren't Jews, see, I'm in the UK, so we're not European now. We're still cool, though, white enough. That's the thing, is that they're not consistent. The white supremacists and the anti-Semites are not consistent at all. That's part of it. The idea that Donald Trump fought for the Constitution is laughable. Laughable! Joe Gibb, every rap song glorified Trump for 15 years. Not every rap song. There are plenty of rap songs that didn't even mention Donald Trump. There are songs like, you know, Let Me Hear You Now, Let Me Hear You Now, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Let Me Hear You Now. But, again, they were glorifying the living it rich lifestyle. They were glorifying, you know, just being able to have money to be able to throw around like a Donald Trump. They weren't actually supporting these things that Donald Trump now supports. So the test Trump took was a dementia progression test that a kindergartner with dementia could pass. Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Yes. The only thing that I criticized Joe Biden about is the one time where they asked if Joe Biden needed a cognitive test, he should have just stood up there and said, person, woman, man, camera, TV. Good enough. I just passed the one that Donald Trump passed. There you go. Joe Gibb, call me any name you want, but you will not replace me. Was that specific wordage there used for the purposes, you know, of their, I don't know. Seems to me like you want to continue to push people's buttons, and your intent here is to just try and push people's buttons that you want to do is just sit there and push buttons and troll, and then when finally you cause somebody's line and you cross somebody's line and they say, I'm done with you, then you cry because they had the nerve to say that they don't want your BS on their podcast. First Amendment, bitches. just like I was saying, 10th Amendment bitches at that one video. First Amendment bitches, I have the right to free speech. And my right to free speech doesn't mean that I have to allow you to have your speech on my channel. So if I want to boot you because you're crossing lines and you're purposely doing so, because that's what your intent here is, and to me at least, your intent right here, right now, is to try and say, oh, Dan's a hypocrite because Dan won't allow me to come on the show. But you're constantly trying. It's like you're trying to break down my door, proverbially. You're trying to break down a door. But then when you find once you succeed in almost breaking down, once you actually break my door, I'm like, all right, fine, call the cops, get you out of here or whatever. You'd be like, well, you're just violating my rights. No, you're just being a dickhead. And that's my opinion. You're being a dickhead. People want to know why I let you on, because I like giving Republicans enough rope to hang themselves. I like giving conservatives enough rope to hang themselves. And I like exposing conservatives for what they do. And right now I'm exposing Joseph Gibson for exactly what I feel he's doing, which is trying to bend the line until it breaks, till we're done with him. And then he'll cry again and make some other JG account instead of Joe Gibb account. It'll be JG next time. And we'll be like, who? I wonder who this might be. Are we that stupid? He thinks so. Now, Benny, just because somebody wears a diaper doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It just means they have bad bowels or a bad urinary tract or whatever that can't keep all the bullshit in that way. But unfortunately, we don't have a pair of Depends for his mouth where you can't keep the bullshit from coming out the other way either. So unfortunately, Trump only has one way to block out BS. From coming out from his body, and that's the Depends that he allegedly wears. As, what was it, the guy who ran for governor in Florida, what is it that he said? A hit dog will holler. So when you nail it on the head, we can stop his fingers from typing, Aaron. We could always just go ahead and just ban him outright again. I have no problem if y'all want to do that. I'm not questioning if y'all would do that right now. I would not argue with you, because he's clearly trying to do what he's trying to do. Chris, that is exactly what I did with my late husband. What was it that you did? You cannot be done with me. I work for the dam company. Which dam? Hoover Dam? What other dam out there do you work for, and what does that have to do with anything? Oh, now I know who every single one of you are. I mean, I'm sure you know who I am, because I say who I am. I say I'm Dan Zimmerman, Liberal Dan with Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right, Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central here on YouTube at liberaldanradio.com or on twitch.tv/liberaldanradio. So I tell everybody who I am. The idea that he knows who we are, every one of us are, is just silliness. So anyway, great. You know who every one of us are? You then don't need to worry about participating with it. Since you already know, fine. Goodbye. Peace out, Joe. Done with ya. Three chances. Kimchi, he's had more than three chances. When he came in yelling at you for trying to say that you were trans, using trans as an insult. That was my line in the sand right there, where I ultimately said yeet. But, you know, and now we've just yeeted him again. So, sayonara, Joe. Go create another account, another sock account, and start harassing again. Because we now have evidence of you harassing and maybe at some point maybe we'll be documenting all the stuff that you do in harassment of my show and my listeners and me, myself personally, and maybe there'll be some sort of other type of legal action that I'll take for you trying to harass me, especially if you try and bring it into real life. If you try to bring it into real life, you know, there will have to be legal actions that are taking place to protect me and my family from you and your ridiculousness. And that's all I have to say about that. Yes, and everybody knows who Gibson is. You can easily look up Joe Gibson's information on, I'm sure, the Secretary of State's website of North Carolina, since he ran for office. So therefore, if he runs for office, you have to put all your information up there when you run for office. I'm sure there's campaign finance reports that had to be filed, like you have to do here in Louisiana. So we'll see. Too bad you can't block an IP address. Well, if he comes in using his phone, it might be a different IP address every time, and that's also a problem because you can't necessarily block every IP address if you're surfing from a cell phone. I don't know if you could – maybe if they had it so that you could block a MAC address, but that's getting too hyper-technical. So – But again, I'll allow conservatives to get as much rope as they can, but as soon as it goes too far for me, you will get yeeted. Same thing goes for liberals, too, or leftists. If you're a leftist and you're trolling the people on my page, screw you, too. Unfortunately, you know, unfortunately, we have more of those people who are liberals who are not problematic, and we have the people that tend to be problematic who come on the show tend to have the initials of JG. Who ran for office in North Carolina. Bicycle Mike, I'm a large man. I will bite back. I saw a t-shirt the other day. I ate the last person who called me fat. I was tempted to buy it. Alaraja, bye-bye, Joe. Can't wait to not miss you. Kimchi, that was the one that made me want to deck him. Didn't want to say, but Dan mentioned it. I was effing raging. Which one? Kids need to see that you are fair, to see the three chances. He will still whine, but fair is fair. And I think I have been fair. I've been overly fair. I should have just banned him immediately once he came up as Joe Gibb in the chat because he already had all of his chances previously. But for some reason, I decided to be nice and give him a couple more chances to let him just prove that me banning his first account from the channel was the appropriate thing to do. But yes, so now everybody can see again that Joseph Gibson is acting like a POS, and you know, we don't have to tolerate that because it gets my First Amendment right to not have to put your crap on my channel. After we're done calling Speaker Johnson, we can call the police on Joe Gibson. Oh, yeah, if he actually makes any actionable threats to anybody, I definitely want to report on that too. So let me know. So hate speech towards a racial group is unacceptable. Assholes exist in every group, but calling out bad behavior is acceptable. There's a difference. Yeah, exactly. You can call out bad behavior of anybody. Problem is when you start saying the Jews, then you know, everybody who's Jewish or an ally to those who are Jewish are going to be like, the Jews, huh? Where you going, clan boy? Yeah, the comment about kimchi, he made it last minute for no reason a few weeks ago. Yeah, exactly. That's what he did. And it wasn't really last minute. It was just he was on the show. He was talking on the chat. Then he seemed to have disappeared. And then he came back. And if I had to compare it to anything that I could compare it to, not saying that he was drunkenly ranting, but he was acting like somebody who was drunkenly ranting and lashing out, and he lashed out at Kimchi, who we all know and love, and you know, and even if Kimchi was a trans person, that's still know and love her, but using trans derogatory statement to try and insult somebody by calling them trans is just not acceptable in my world or anybody else's world who I like, know, and respect. So, kimchi. I think Gibby might be in it. And if he is, if he really is one, an alcoholic, I would hope that he would get the help that he needs. I'm not making any accusations or judgments as to whether or not I think he is one or not. He might act like one in certain ways, but he could be addicted to something else. I don't know. I think he's addicted clearly. I think it's clear to say he's addicted to coming back to the show and continuously harassing, and he's mad that we won't give him a soapbox. Make your own soap. You have your own soapbox. You have your own podcast. I'm sure you talk negatively about me on your podcast as well. So, wow, it's 10:45. Holy crap. Pervert Hoover. What the hell? I just love the name Pervert Hoover. That's hilarious. Yeah, I have a tendency to stand up for the people I like. I agree with you, Steve. That's why you're good people. So anyway, I actually am shook that it's 10:45 and we have 15 minutes left on the show stream, or less than 15 minutes on the show stream. But Kimchi, I don't want to find him. I hate to find him as well, but, you know, maybe we'll find him, you know. I'd like to find him actually, you know, doing something good for a change instead of just wasting his time trying to harass to find folks here in the Liberal Dan Radio chat room. But I believe it's now's the time to say goodbye for friends like you and me, MICKEY MOUSE, because I'm going to go ahead and end tonight's show. But we will be back, unless anything big happens before then. We'll be back next Monday, 8 p.m. Central. Maybe we'll be back with Britt Gandolfi. Maybe we won't. We'll see. I'll play that by ear. But again, until next week, Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central. Support the show. Like, subscribe, follow wherever appropriate. You have 3.5 days or so to do that game that I have uploaded or linked on the stream, streams.net, AntLegion, NerdyDan.com, whatever the text is, the actual text is, the link is. Do that, download the show. You can help me get up to 30-something bucks just by playing a free game. Until next week, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Up from the left, that's right.